What's poppin', everybody? Here we go. Another week in the middle of the coronavirus. Oh, boy.
Yep. Just keeps going and going.
Yeah, I really felt myself wearying this weekend. At first you kind of get used to it. It's like, it's okay. We'll be all right.
You know what you need? You need to go, like, to a party with a bunch of people who aren't wearing masks.
A COVID party.
That'll get you out of your doldrums.
Just being totally honest, that's what pisses me off, is I feel like I live in the dumbest country in the world. I mean, we are as about as big a failure as anyone. I mean, when I look at all the countries that are, you know, England is having concerts again.
Oh, cool. Who's performing?
I don't know. It said in August. They're going to allow concerts.
Wait, isn't there going to be one in Detroit, an outdoor festival? I read that today.
I don't know. Maybe. Check it out.
I don't know the story.
But every time I bump into something, like, there's this packed bar in Nashville.
Oh, my God.
And then there's this thing in Queens where all these people just come scurrying out of their homes and they're just like screaming in the middle of the street and they're jumping on cars and something. I don't know what that was.
Even without COVID, I wouldn't want to be there.
Well, I didn't want to be there, but it's like, okay, well, that's a good way to spread it. And then, what was the other item? Oh, I remember. Okay, hold on. Hang on for this one. First, though, I'll tell you the Facebook Lives brought to you by our friends at the Downtown Development Association in Royal Oak. Man, all our people were in Royal Oak this weekend, spending their money.
Yeah, Royal Oak was hopping.
Yeah, they were shopping and dining and lunching and all that, which is great. And using the Lyft, $10 off to get there, $10 off to get home. Go to RO, GO2RO, and then, of course, the $20 certificates if you want to just send something or just go to, visit royaloak.com. Sign up for the RO in the Know newsletter. You get a $20 e-gift card. And people are using them all over again. I find it fascinating to know where people went.
Yeah, isn't it? You should work for the government then.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you want to track people.
Well, it wasn't that specific.
You should be a contact tracer for COVID.
But I'm rooting for UHF, the record store. I don't know why I'm rooting for anybody.
I'll root for them
all.
You should be rooting for
Mesa. Mesa's doing well. Lily's, Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. I'm just kind of psyched that they're open.
That's great.
Spend your money well.
The Office. We know some people over at The Office Coffee on Lafayette and 4th. So, yeah, lots of places to go. And I heard Deco Doug's even involved now.
You peer pressured him. You bullied him.
Well, I tried. Anyway,
tried to bully him?
People were all, just try to get him involved.
Here's his official comment.
Why are you guys bullying me?
People are all over Royal Oak, though. I mean, it's just really cool to see that. I mean, it's a great promotion. It really worked. And meanwhile, the other crowd that...
How does the dealio sound to you?
I hate being on camera. Damn it.
Sorry. Well, I could have switched off you if I knew something was going on.
No, it's okay. I was trying to be away from the mic.
I'm a little obsessed right now. Does your mic sound different, or am I having one of those moments?
Let's see. 1, 2. Test. 1, 2.
Brandon, I was going to text you, but I'd rather just ask you.
I was going to ask you if it sounded different, but I can't tell because I'm in the abyss of a basement.
Does it sound trebly? Maybe a little trebly?
It sounded staticky, like the connection was loose, but I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. It's just me, I think.
I saw a lot of...
It's easy to hide behind a microphone, son.
I saw a lot of stupid crowds over the weekend, and one of them was this thing at Grant Park in Chicago.
Yeah.
What a clusterfuck. Oh, my God. These people are there to tear down a statue. Is it Columbus?
Yeah, Columbus. Mm-hmm.
And first of all, I didn't even know there was a Columbus statue in Grant Park. No one did. I've seen that statue many times. I had no idea it was Columbus. And so something like a thousand people just descended on it. And the police descended on it because apparently the mayor does not want this to be the way statues come down. So these cops... Who don't care about the statue. Now, it almost seemed like the protesters felt that the cops were Columbus fans. Because they were, you know, you put Columbus, they were chanting too, like, Columbus is a racist. I mean, whatever. It was one of the worst chants I've ever heard of.
Fun fact, Columbus is in the bad place because of all the raping, slave trade, and genocide.
The only way to make that crowd hate Columbus more was to put cops in front of him.
Yeah.
And they did. They're throwing these frozen water bottles at the police. They're throwing fireworks. I mean, it was a brutal, brutal, just an incredible display of...
It was awful.
I don't even know what to call it. It makes me sad.
A couple quick thoughts. Number one, why? I mean, why are you attacking a statue? And why are they defending the statue? At what cost?
Well, the city, they're police. They're hired by the police. No, they have to go where they're supposed to go.
I understand they have to do their job. And it's not excusing the behavior, but really? At the cost of people getting hurt? Is it really worth it?
Well, hold on a second.
That's just my opinion.
No, I more or less agree with you, but that's kind of the attitude now, is that, hey, just let the crazy, let the mob do what they want. And on an occasion where the police surround a statue, and what's the answer? Just throw shit at the police. Throw fireworks at the police. Now, I heard a cop was blinded. Is that true?
Yeah, well, I know there were multiple injuries.
Yeah, there were one protester lost a couple of front teeth. There were some batons and
all over
this
a statue.
And you know what? Honestly, I was reading about it today, and I noticed that, especially on Twitter, no surprise, people were focusing on the police and how terrible they were. I swear this idea that you can just throw shit at police and it's okay and throw fireworks at the police, it's not okay. I don't care how mad you are about what.
Let me give you another
example. That doesn't work.
The New York officer was injured after slipping on paint while trying to stop a woman who was dumping paint on the Black Lives Matter. I'm like, once again, really? I know he's doing his job, but just let the idiot dump their paint and then deal with it.
Is this
to the point of getting injured?
Is this in front of Trump Tower?
Yeah.
Okay, so, in other words, the city of New York is determined to keep Black Lives Matter, no matter how many times it gets vandalized. Is that really good use of resources?
That's kind of how I felt about the statue, and I know they're not comparable. The statue's been there a while. It's a little different, but...
I got to tell you, if I see people painting a giant, they probably will now, giant Black Lives Matter in front of my house, I will not say anything, I will not do anything, but I'm not sure I want that in front of my house.
Oh, I...
The reason they did it was, okay, let's go in front of Mark's house.
Hey,
I'll help.
I have plenty of neighbors with the signs.
I'll bring a crew. No, it's not a big deal. Like I said, I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't vandalize it. But I felt like that was just to piss Trump off. And Trump doesn't live in the building.
And now an officer gets injured because he's stopping a protester against Black Lives Matter. And it's just, what's the point?
I really don't know. And now I'm looking at Portland. Which is, it's weird.
I don't understand that. Why are they there? Why are the federal troops there?
You know, I don't know enough about it because I didn't read until, I think, Thursday night, Friday, I started reading about this. There is a CHOP-like presence in Portland.
I think it's all of Portland.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big area that has been taken over, and... I do not understand these cities because, you know, Portland, Seattle, they're fairly progressive cities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of bullshit to say, we're taking over downtown because everything sucks. Well, no, you live in a pretty progressive city.
I know, but if the mayor and the governor don't want federal troops, it just something feels off about it. Maybe I don't know more about the story. Well, it just seems odd that they're there.
I agree.
Screw this town. I am out of here.
I think there's some politics going on too, though, because they're not together.
What do you mean?
They're not together. They're not communicating with each other.
Who?
How can you have federal troops coming in and they're not communicating with the local police and the? I mean, that's insane.
It's weird.
I like turtles.
The kids from Portland.
my feeling on this is, after CHOP in Seattle, is it really a good idea to leave these things going? To just go, do what you want. Take over six blocks, no problem.
No, you should nip it in the bud.
Well, they did.
Once again,
I think they said 50 nights this has been going on.
Well, I'd rather let the local authorities ask for the feds to come in if they need help.
Doesn't seem to be the case.
It's just weird.
You know, it's really interesting, depending on what side you're on, because I hear people saying that Trump should be doing blah, blah, blah about the states. And then I hear other people saying, hey, fuck, the federal doesn't take, you don't tell states what to do.
I know.
And I think the CHOP thing in Portland is very similar. There's a lot of people who probably go, yeah, run those fuckers off. What kind of stupid mayor do they have in Portland and Seattle? I mean, the one in Seattle came out looking very bad.
I was listening to a podcast about the small business in Seattle and how they were going to survive. It started with the PPP loan, how they would survive. They just picked this person. Then it turns out that their location was inside CHOP.
All right.
So they were struggling. They were struggling before because of the economy and COVID. And then CHOP happened, and they just were kind of in the same position. Then some rich businessman came in and plopped down his credit card to buy all the officers ice cream, which is really
I saw that story.
Really nice thing to do. So, of course, all the officers in Seattle were eating
Big Gay ice cream is the best.
We're eating all the ice cream. And then people in CHOP got really mad at them because they thought that the company, the store, provided ice cream to them.
Ice cream.
Then they clear it all out, and the lady says, who runs the business, that her people of color employees were being threatened by the police, so she put a sign on her front of her store to please do
you
not...
You mean threatened by their presence?
I guess, and do not bring a gun in. So then the police are mad at her, so both sides are mad at her, and she has no money because of COVID. It's like, what a fuck up, man.
I truly believe that between social media and media that... There's a lot of driving this wedge. It's just driving, driving, driving. Think of all the times you saw George Floyd with a knee on his neck, which I can't stand to watch it. I honestly can't. It's horrible. But it seems that it's very incendiary. And I'm not one of those people who says, oh, you can't put that on TV. It's too incendiary. But it's just that, you know, when you see something like that over, 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 and everything that is symbolic of that, I think gets a lot of play. It gets a lot of clicks. And between social media and media, it just seems that we're all biting on it.
Yep.
I think we're all falling for it.
Yeah. No, we eat it up, man.
And I think most people in this country want the best thing for everyone. I really believe that. That there's a giant group in the middle. Well, of course, I'm one of them.
I think a lot of people, the exhausted majority, 80%. I think people need to realize, too, it's not always a zero-sum game. If someone gains an advantage, it doesn't mean someone loses an advantage.
No.
And I think there's just a prevalent feeling on both sides of that.
I don't even understand. Maybe it's just being older. I mean, maybe if I was 20, I'd feel differently. But I just really do. I feel like most people are pretty nice. And you find that out when something, you know, there's always some nice human interest story that you go, oh, look at that. You know, look what those people did. Or it happens all the time. And I think it's because
I hate you.
I always feel like I'm rooting for people. You know, if somebody wants to make it in the world and they want to bust their ass and they want to get somewhere and they want to raise a family, they want to buy a house, whatever. Who isn't rooting for someone like that?
Yep.
They don't want to do it by stealing and, you know, committing crimes. And
people are dying.
So I just feel like I'm starting to feel like this Corona thing is never going to end because we can never get everyone to do anything.
Well, maybe we
or
can.
Even close.
Maybe we can now because Mitch Albom has it all figured out.
Well, he's got a way of cutting to the core. All right, hang on. Let me just mention the Emergency Response Services Incorporated. If you have a problem with water, there've been some storms, been some loud storms. You'll want to call Emergency Response Services Incorporated and get your basement bailed out. Get the mold removal, if maybe you did it yourself and there's mold left over, or if you have fire damage, storm damage. I think there was some storm damage recently. Put this number on your refrigerator, 877-JOB-DONE. Make the call, it's over. Or go to 877-JOB-DONE.com. And they also handle COVID disinfecting if you maybe have service vehicles or your business or what have you. Call 877-JOB-DONE for Emergency Response Services Incorporated. And our friends at Zot. Things are getting wild at Zot and Holly. We're talking about the all-new Ford Bronco. People are fired up about the Bronco.
It's badass, man.
The time has come. It's time to reserve your new Ford Bronco with our friends at Zot Ford. Hoo-hoo! Go to ZotFord.com and follow the link to order your new Bronco Sport or full-size Bronco two-door or four-door. The hype is huge. Broncos will sell out before you know it. Do they actually make it so the Bronco sells out? Is it driving this... You know, excitement a little bit, maybe, if you can't get it, or if it to be on a list. I don't know. It does seem the hype is enormous. Plus, Zot's offering the Ford Promise. Buy or lease a new or pre-loved vehicle, and if you get canceled in your first year of ownership, Ford will take your vehicle back, period. Finally, the team at Zot Ford continues to have deals, deals, deals. The lease trifecta is back. Lease a new 2024 EcoSport or a new 2024 Escape all-wheel drive or a new 2024 F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4.
It's actually my car, but I bought it for her.
Your choice of the three, each as low as $166 a month. Yes, Zot Ford's trifecta gives you a choice of three brand-new Fords for just $166 a month. Surf their massive inventory and trifecta of deals at dealsinad.com. Anybody for the DeHall Financial Hotline today?
I was thinking maybe that Verizon store where the lady just urinated in the middle.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
She dared to have her wear a mask.
You know, there was somewhere else I was thinking. What was it? We have Kirk Gibson tomorrow, by the way.
That's right.
Speaking of the DeHall Financial Hotline, I'm kind of excited about baseball.
Have you watched any of it this weekend?
A little bit, yeah. Not as much as I would normally, but...
Pretty exciting.
I'm just starting to... I watched highlights this morning.
Did you see the guy hit a home run with his mask on? Was it D.B. Gregorius? Is that who it was?
You can wear a mask and hit a home run as long as your eyes are clear.
Brandon's pumped because Brandon's currently in the midst of his fantasy baseball draft.
I am currently in round 7, yeah.
Brandon seems to be drafting for antibodies.
Round 8.
Yeah, he's had so many people, or maybe that many people have tested positive for COVID.
I wanted to draft Freddie Freeman. I did not get Freddie Freeman, but yes, he was suffering greatly from COVID-19, 104.5 temperature, and he prayed. He said, God, don't take me.
Is that what made it go down?
That's what the story is, and he's healthy now, and he's ready to crank out some... above 300 average.
I just didn't think anything would happen, and so now I'm like, I think baseball's really going to happen. It keeps getting closer. Nobody's although the Blue Jays
how long is it going to happen too?
The Toronto Blue Jays can't play in Toronto.
Hilarious.
Because Trudeau, the Prime Minister, said, "No, you're not playing here." Which is that because they play No, there's no fans.
Because it's travel
from the States, eh?
They've closed the borders, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You are racist, Fred.
You know, that, I don't know, that, does that, how's that going over in Toronto? I'm curious. Any idea?
Fans wouldn't go to the game anyway, so as long as it's on TV, do they
care? The idea that they're just saying, hey, fuck you, go play somewhere else, because they're going to play in Buffalo?
Either Buffalo or their facilities in, what's the place in Florida? Dunedin? Who knows?
Well, it just seems kind of crummy.
Yeah, their AAA team plays in Buffalo, so they might as well just go there. But yeah. Wouldn't it be a complete contrast if they're in a warm weather state instead of Toronto?
The problem with the stadium in Buffalo is that the facilities suck. And they said, quote, there's not enough space in the locker room to socially distance. So some players might have to get ready in the suite.
Oh, come on. I mean, this is really just a big fuck you. The Toronto Blue Jays are not going to, you know, cause the country to be completely overwhelmed with coronavirus. They could probably create a few spurts of it, but...
Well, travel's closed. I mean, it might not be them, but the other team's coming in.
Whatever, it is what it is.
Travel's closed. Why do you want to make an exception for one baseball team?
Were people going to complain, go, hey, wait, it's travel's closed!
No, but there'd probably be an outbreak, and then... We never hear the end of it.
Probably.
So in a way, I'm kind of glad.
Now it sounds rinky-dink. Because Toronto's playing in Buffalo in this rinky-dink stadium. And it's like, I don't know, whenever things can be moved so easily,
baseball!
I mean, this can't be that important. There's no fans in the stands. Toronto's playing in Buffalo. What kind of rinky-dink league is this? People still say rinky-dink, by the way?
Yeah, they do now. How many games in are they going to make it? What, 2 weeks?
What I'm wondering. I'm doing this draft right now.
That'll make it incredibly rinky-dink if they just go, forget it.
Yeah, we tried. Sorry.
I'm doing a baseball draft right now, and I have to think, like, is this player even going to play? You know, Mike Trout, the best player in the league, is he even going to show up because he's having a baby?
He's having his baby.
Yeah.
That's a lot of homers.
I'm up in 2 picks.
Russell Wilson was saying the same thing on Twitter today. My wife's expecting a baby, and the NFL isn't doing anything about COVID.
What does he want the NFL to do?
I don't know. I don't know what they're supposed to do. You're going to be tackled a lot because you're a quarterback. So I would think your chances of getting something might be increased.
Yeah.
Hall Financial, though, that is the hotline. That is where Kirk Gibson will be tomorrow. And unless he's on Zoom.
I think he might Zoom.
Okay, cool.
That's what I heard. That was the rumor.
Tell you, some people are getting some amazing interest rates. I got an email from somebody who's saving $112,000. Now, they can't be very far into their loan to save that much, but... I mean, that's the kind of difference it makes to get a low, low interest rate. If you're 3.6 or higher, you really, really, really should call Hall at 248-308-5000. Or go to the webpage, click on our logo to get started, fill out the form, they'll call you back. They call back fast. Or go to davidhallmortgage.com/DrewandMike. You might be able to skip a couple payments, too. So, hey, it's pretty cool. Fastest service in the business, averaging 19 days. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. NMLS number 1467435.
Lance had a good idea on Facebook Live. Just give the Blue Jays an 0-60 record for 2020 and move on.
Well, it's so rinky-dink, I could see them doing it.
Why not? Oh, and, silly.
In the NBA, it's funny, I was actually really interested in sports this morning. I'm like, oh, what's going on? We might have baseball soon. We might have basketball soon. The NBA, they're in the bubble, mm-hmm. and I guess the players are actually staying in the bubble?
You're right.
I was,
so they say.
I absolutely wondered that myself.
We'll see.
What's that?
We'll see.
We'll see, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that Dwight Howard is creating controversy because he refuses to wear a mask in the bubble. Because he says, I'm in the bubble. Why do I have to wear a mask?
He's kind of got a point.
They, of course, pointed out that there's a lot of employees, workers, who are not in the bubble, who come into the bubble, and Florida is flush with coronavirus.
Did he respond by saying, well, they wear a mask?
They are wearing masks.
We don't need them.
I don't think he said that. But, I mean, isn't this all so weird?
Meanwhile, in England, they claim, I don't know how true this is, but zero positive COVID-19 reports from their soccer players. So somehow they're playing. I mean,
are they in a bubble?
Chelsea just won today 3-0. So
are they in a bubble?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Really?
I have no idea how they're doing it over there. Hey.
Okay, a couple other sports things. It's not a sports podcast, but, and this isn't really a sports story. You see, Jeremy Roenick is suing NBC.
Yeah.
How do you think that's going to go?
Oh, great.
It's
wonderful.
Interesting, though. This is, he's claiming heterosexual, you know, I don't even know. I don't know. Has anybody ever sued because of heterosexuality?
I think people have tried to sue for reverse discrimination. You know, a minority got a advanced position because you're white, you didn't get it. I've never quite heard of this. He's saying that Johnny Weir does some really sort of wacky things.
Flamboyantly, yeah.
Yeah, and talks about sex, and he gets, it's okay for him to do it, so why can't I do it?
The examples are kind of weird, but...
yeah, I thought they were, too.
Roenick shouldn't have been fired, but I don't know if this lawsuit's going to help him much.
Yeah, I thought about it, and honestly, as I read more and more about it, the implication...
My critics can eat it.
...was that there's really nowhere for Jeremy Roenick to work now.
Well, there's no hockey either, so...
Yeah, well, but I mean, there aren't that many hockey jobs.
Sure.
And he just lost a pretty good one. And yeah. I guess he's good at it. And, you know, unless you were to go to a local, like, color guy on a broadcast or something like that.
Which he could.
He could. But those jobs don't come along all that often. And if you're not first in line, you know.
Yeah, and are you gonna blow out somebody to hire this guy after being fired for what he was fired?
No, a lot of people aren't. It's really strange what's going on.
He also said that he lost out on a ton of appearances that he normally did like 15 to 20 a year, and now he can only do a couple. But I think that's also because of COVID-19.
Sure. He also says that he thinks some of this is because he is a Trump supporter. So he's a loud Trump supporter?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Did you know that, Brandon? Or are you drafting right now?
I didn't know a lot. No, I have 10 picks until my turn. Thanks for asking. But I never really knew that. I thought maybe he leaned right, but I never knew him to be really vocal. Not like Kurt Schilling vocal, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's pretty out-of-the-closet Trump supporter. Okay. I was surprised. I'm like, I don't even know why anybody wants to do that who's in the public eye, because it just means you're going to get a lot of crap from people.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he cares.
Yeah, I'm kind of amazed. In a way, I admire people that don't care, but I do care. I do not. If I can avoid people, you know, coming down on me for no reason, I will do it. The other thing was kind of
in his lawsuit, though, he asked the NBC Sports executive Sam Flood about, you know, Johnny Weir regarding the body parts of ice skaters, and then Roenick says that Flood responded by saying Johnny Weir is gay and can say whatever.
Really? Really? I don't know if he could say whatever.
I think Johnny Ware probably does have a little more freedom.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
My critics can eat it.
There's no doubt he does, but I don't think he could say whatever. What if Johnny Ware said something? What if Johnny Ware wore blackface? I don't think he would be on NBC Sports.
Yeah. No, probably not. But it would be an odd thing to hear. Moving on, this one is sort of in the same category. NASCAR fans booing Bubba Wallace. Booing him.
And then cheering when he crashed.
How about the, I mean, you guys surprised?
No, not at all.
I don't know. I thought.
Remember where this was. It's in Bristol, too. So.
Well, but that's, aren't all NASCAR things kind of not near really. Bristol, would Charlotte.
They, if this was in Charlotte.
Daytona. Charlotte, Charlotte and Bristol?
Okay.
Sorry. I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, I think that's kind of a black eye for NASCAR. I mean, that's not too cool.
No, not at all.
That's not what they want.
NASCAR wouldn't be too pumped about it.
And I guess it's because of the noose thing that they feel like, you know, he made too big a deal of it.
Well, and they got rid of the Confederate flag right after there, so.
Yeah. Well, that may be some of the boos, too. Well, no, it's at him. He didn't eliminate the Confederate flag.
No, not
but,
at all.
At least anyway,
there was a plane flying overhead Bristol with the Confederate
yes,
flag.
Yes, thank God.
It,
you so. Could enjoy it if you needed to, if it's really important to you. And some people it is. It's important. It's a big part of their day. Anyway, I'm reading the story because I'm trying to find out, okay, what did he do that was so bad? I remember he was really upset, and they had this big display for him, and I thought the fact that the drivers got behind him,
yeah.
I figure the fans will go, oh, well, you know, it wasn't his fault, that it was a misunderstanding.
I'm just amazed, what are the odds that he would get the one garage that had the one...
How do you change those tires so fast?
...garage pole slash noose in it?
it's pretty incredible.
What's the luck?
It almost seems like it's NASCAR's fault.
Kind of.
What about NASCAR? You like NASCAR?
So I'm reading this story, and they're talking about how this all came about, and, you know, that the NASCAR president had come to Bubba with, I think he was... Maybe he had to tell him about the news and supposedly had tears in his eyes. Thinking, wait, he's the NASCAR president and this made him cry?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't seem like the NASCAR president would be crying over this.
Sounds a little phony.
That's kind of what I thought. Yeah. But just thought I'd mention.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess he's...
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
He broke down a little bit. There was some really weird stuff over the weekend. One of them was that... Nick Cannon is now suggesting that he might have to commit suicide online. He's pulling kind of a Pete Davidson.
What?
Yep.
Oh, no.
He's so upset because he apologized and the black community turned on him. And then one of his rappers on his
label. He said something racist.
No, when he apologized, they turned on him. What? So in other words, when he first said what he said, it's like everybody's on Nick Cannon. When he first said what he said, of course, the general... You know, world said, you mother bleeper. And he had to apologize, even though he didn't really apologize. But when he apologized, then the black community turned on him. And he said he never dreamed his people would turn on him. And then one of his rappers killed himself. Okay. So he put this post out like he was really, he said something about this. He had the balls to do it.
Like okay.
Maybe he doesn't have the balls to do it or he wished he had the balls to do it. So, and then Tamar
Braxton. One way to find out, Nick.
Tamar Braxton. Attempted suicide.
She did?
She
really?
Did. Yeah. She was taken to hospital.
Which Braxton is that? Do we know?
You know what, Mark? There's a Braxton brother, right?
I don't know.
Aren't there three?
Is she the one that said this on Big Brother?
How come Lindsay Lohan mama got a catfish?
Is that Tamar Braxton?
Is that her?
I don't know. It's one of the Braxtons.
Okay. Tamar Braxton is... She does a show like Braxton Family Values
yeah,
or something.
They're all on there.
It's on the We Network. I mean, I don't think it's the biggest. It's not Kardashians. It's not, you know, Vanderpump Rules or one of those. Mm-hmm. But I guess it does okay. And
Tamar was the one on Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, she was? Okay.
Yeah, she's the one that said, you know, about Lindsay Lohan's mama.
But isn't she really Toni Braxton's sister?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what she really is to most people?
Yeah.
Anyway, she went off on WeTV claiming that... She's treated like a slave, and that they pay the Kardashians make more than they do, and also that they're a strong African-American family, and the WE Network makes them look like, you know, they just fight. And okay,
then you know what? You take over the editing and storyline.
Well, then nobody would watch.
Exactly.
I mean, people don't want to watch a nice, strong family. That doesn't do anything for TV.
No, they want to watch people fight, and the Kardashians fight all the time. By the way, she has 5 studio albums out.
Does she have hit 5 records? I don't even know.
She put out 5 albums. One hit number 2 on the charts.
Okay. How long ago was that?
2013. It sold almost 500,000.
I'm surprised she'd be doing a reality show if she's got a successful music career. Well, but they pay her like $70,000 an episode.
And she's getting overpaid.
I kind of felt that way, too. But anyway, she says the WE Network are cruel white slave masters.
Oh, great.
Now, personally, that's so ridiculous. I would just shit can the show. I would just say, you know what? We're paying these people pretty well. We're paying members of the family, by the way, who really aren't significant to the public, but, you know, we're making them significant. They're all making some pretty good money, mm-hmm. and we get called slave masters. They're comparing themselves. They think we should be paid like the Kardashians, which, I'm sorry, they are not the Kardashians or anything close.
So let's see. WE Network's owned by AMC. Let's look at their board of governors.
Uh-oh.
just to see. See how much ethnicity is there.
Yeah, well, Jewish people have the power, according to Nick Cannon and Charlemagne. By the way, Charlemagne had a quote that—did I mention on Friday what he said about he can't wait to have power, more power?
Yeah. Wow, because, you know who's on the board of directors for AMC? James Dolan. You know who that is. Brandon, you know who James Dolan is,
but,
right?
Yeah. I guess I wasn't expecting that.
Head of Madison Square Gardens and the Knicks.
The Knicks
total
guy?
Boob. Yeah.
I just thought the quote was, you know, I can't wait till the day that we have the power and can fire people for saying racist things. We can barely get cops fired for killing us.
Wow.
Now, it seems to me that when people say stupid racist things, they do get fired. I really don't get that. And also thought that, is that the reason that Charlemagne really wants to have power? Wouldn't you want to lead people and bring people together? I mean, is it really, I want power so I can fire people.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Here's the head of...
But he came out of that thing unscathed somehow.
President and general manager of WE TV, Mark Juris. He looks like a white guy, so it's not really helping our argument.
Mickey Rourke wants to fight De Niro.
Yeah. Don't you want to see a battle between...
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Those two guys.
Wait, couldn't they have a tag team with Lenny Dykstra? Because Lenny Dykstra wants to fight Mickey Rourke, remember?
Combined age of 143.
Mickey and Robert?
Yeah. And this all stems over Mickey Rourke claiming that he was blocked from having a starring role in The Irishman. I can tell you right now, Mickey Rourke was not going to be in The Irishman.
Wow. I wouldn't think so, but he could. They could have... I mean, if there was something... I mean, if he'd been in the movie, I wouldn't have been totally shocked. He could have had a secondary role or something.
He said starring in The Irishman. I just find that really hard.
Hard to believe either. De Niro did not have to come out and say that Mickey Rourke was never considered for any role in The Irishman. There was less than no interest in Mickey Rourke. So he kind of threw gas in the fire, and so now he's calling De Niro a crybaby and a punk ass.
Yeah. Well, I love the way he wrote the post, because it's almost like it was voice to text, because he's like, "Hey, Robert De Niro, that's right, I'm talking to you, you big fucking crybaby." A friend of mine recently just told me a few months back you were quoted as saying in his newspapers that Mickey Rourke's a liar and all these kinds of shit. Listen, Mr. Tough Guy in the movies. You're the first person that's ever called me a liar. And it was in a newspaper. Let me tell you something, you punk ass. When I see you, I swear to God, and my grandmother, and my brother, and all my dogs. Remember those little toy
yeah.
dog scenes?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to embarrass you severely, 100%. Mickey Rourke, as God is my witness.
What does embarrass him severely mean? I mean, that's... I don't know. 100%. I thought you'd think he'd say he's going to kick his ass. I mean, that sounds like he's going to pull his pants down and, you know,
have a
midget
wiener.
Beat him off or something.
He's relocating back to New York City.
Hold on. A little person. Wait, isn't little people?
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to make fun of him. I just thought, you know, severely embarrass him. What does that mean? I mean, it's kind of weird.
Great question. Did you see De Niro's response, though?
Oh, I didn't.
Mr. Hotshot Hog!
That's all he said. Just call him Mr. Hotshot Hog.
Brandon,
and for some reason, he added,
you can get a doggy style, you can get a ling on your side. Those are your only choices.
That's a good response. Maybe we'll shut him down.
Did you pick yet, Brandon?
Yeah, I did. Thanks for asking.
I've got to pick a good fantasy team.
I'm currently in the 11th round. Yeah.
Also in the celebrity arena, Lisa Marie Presley and the Hat Douche.
Yeah.
That's coming to a head. And he is officially the Hat Douche. He should change his name, shouldn't he? Wouldn't more people know
that's how
Hat
people
Douche?
Know him. Yeah.
He had, you know, I didn't remember this. I remember that Lisa Marie Presley, that Priscilla had the kids. And I thought, why does Priscilla have the kids? I didn't really know why. It turns out that the Hat Douche had inappropriate pictures and videos of children on his computer.
Yeah.
Really?
What? Yeah. I mean, I guess he hasn't been charged.
Let me guess. If you have one, you have 35,000, it seems.
It always seems that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that's so weird.
And
inappropriate. They didn't say pornography. They said inappropriate. What does that
mean? Sure sounded rotten to me. It was not his kids. They were other kids.
Yeah.
And
either
then
way, it's wrong.
Hat Douche is Michael Lockwood. He's the, you know,
really,
I guess
he's our league guitarist.
Musician you've never heard of, but he's the hat guy. Just Google him to see a collection of some of the greatest hats.
He was always looking at his computer screen.
And he did play lead guitar for Lisa Marie's band, and he produced Lisa Marie's album.
Cool.
So
that's why he did so well.
Yeah, he's got some great credits there. And he was also in charge of her financial affairs and apparently not going to get any awards for fiduciary responsibility.
Well, she was terrible with money.
No, but that was him running the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess so.
I thought she had money problems before that.
Not like this. I don't think they were this bad.
Did she buy a castle in England before she
I think that
him?
Was all in Hat Douche
okay.
period, in
job,
era.
Hat
the
Hat Douche
era. I'm pretty sure.
H&D.
She should have just stayed with Nick Cage, huh?
Oh, God.
Yeah, what was it? That was really weird.
She should have just stayed with Michael.
Oh, yeah. They were so in love. My God.
I never thought it would last.
Nobody thought this would last.
And it didn't.
You know what's weird
but
about...
I mean,
and then she threw the ring in the ocean. Or is that after Cage?
That was Cage, I think.
It's just a bummer because she just lost her kid, and now she's got to worry about Hat Guy and his finances, and she's got to take care of him financially now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He actually got $180,000 to pay for his attorneys.
Great. Like,
I mean,
he's spending that on hats.
I hate these low dudes who marry these rich chicks, and it just, why does it seem like they all feel like Scamola to me? I mean, you'd think there'd be some nice guy who would marry a rich chick like Lisa Marie, and he would just be happy to be with her and you treat her well. And
I'm sure whoever.
Hat Douche is not one of those guys.
I'm sure whoever Mackenzie Bezos marries will be one of those guys.
Yo, no question about it. Oh,
she
brother.
She's getting hit on all the time.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
She's America's most eligible bachelorette.
Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram DealsNadie.com. Everything is back to normal, full strength, social distancing, all those things that you might need to be concerned about. You don't need to be because they've got it all taken care of. In fact, if you don't want to leave the house, you don't have to. They'll deliver the vehicle for you. And during the Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Drive Forward event, feel free to go online, enjoy their enhanced online shopping. Check out the deals like a new 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $188 a month. If you like Jeeps, check out the 2020 Loaded Jeep Compass at just $155 a month. And then there's always a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month. And then Wrangler, get Zot employee pricing for everyone, 0% financing and $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler now. Go to dealsnadie.com and just start looking around. Times are tight. Production was slowed down there for a while, and of course, Whitmer threatening to shut down the big three again. By the way, we ever get to... let me do this first. If you're a man facing divorce, you need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. With Adam, you can get divorced without losing your house or your kids. And during the pandemic, Adam is offering a 10% discount to healthcare workers because they know the men working on the front line need to get divorced too. So call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM. What's Chrysler's new name? Going to be Stat.
I don't know. No one ever referred to it as FCA anyway.
Well, Fiat Chrysler.
Yeah, but did anybody ever really call it that?
Oh, Stellantis.
Stellantis.
Stellantis. Great name. Isn't that weird? Stellantis. The big three, GM, Ford, and Stellantis. Stellantis, isn't that...
That's a great name.
I think that comes from the Latin verb to means brighten stars or something like that. That's just off the top of my head.
They would think that's a great name.
That's pretty smart of me.
Hey, Stellantis, give me 20!
What a stupid name.
It's kind of a... I don't know. That might take some getting used to. Stellantis. Stellantis, you're off the case. You're too close to it. Get out of here, Stellantis. You're off the case.
Officer Stellantis.
Private investigator.
That's what kind great. Of a wiener name is that?
Hey, I meant to mention when you're talking about Cannon, Nick Cannon, did you see that he was supposed to have a talk show that was going to start?
Oh, yeah, 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 yes, yes.
And instead of just saying, hey, you know what, we're going to table that talk show, they're saying, we're going to wait a year till everybody forgets that Nick Cannon said all those anti-Semitic things, but then we'll try and bring it back.
Is it also possible that within a year they will forget about wanting Nick Cannon to do a talk show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't imagine why they – well, no, because you know what? He'll still be on the he's got amazing reach in broadcasting.
Can he really be a TV host? I don't think so. I mean, that's a job where you just need somebody non-controversial who's clean as a whistle or close to it, and he just put himself in a very strange place.
They should hire, like, Harry Connick Jr. Oh, wait, had a talk show. Magic Johnson.
Can you imagine Pat Sajak saying something like that?
No.
He's been in trouble before, though.
Pat Sajak?
Because Pat Sajak is on the right, yeah. So he's popped off a couple times.
Oh, okay. What did he pop off about? I think that sounds familiar, but I don't remember too well.
Man, I can't remember.
I mean, I don't think he's popping off now.
Not bad. Sajak's not that bad, is he?
I just don't remember saying anything crazy.
Let me see.
I mean, that's not the job where you want that sort of thing attached to you. You just don't.
No.
Just not cool. Not cool at all, man.
So let's see. He tweeted, when a disc jockey or a talk show host or a journalist who is being paid to work from his or her home tells people who can't work, pay bills, or pay their rent or mortgage to stay home and be careful because we're in this together, it's okay to question the premise. And he got a lot of shit for that.
Wait, so that was very recent, correct?
Yeah.
During COVID-19?
You know, I like the premise of what he's saying. I don't know, why is he getting so much shit? Because I think... You know, when someone is sitting
about to lose your job.
When someone is sitting at an anchor desk, you know, paid a lot of money and sort of judging people that want to go to work or feel that it's safe enough for them to go to work, that is kind of bullshit. Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, there might be some anchors who don't want to work and they have no choice, too. I mean,
they're working when they're telling you that. Yeah. They're working. They're making money. They're probably making more money than you.
He also got in trouble for, like, climate change tweets in the past and stuff like that.
Oh, boy.
What's
he say about climate change? I'm really curious.
Well, I'm only seeing right now, because I think he deleted his original, that he apologized for it, saying, hey, my original tweet was a parody. It's just a name-calling parody directed at climate skeptics. I don't know. I have to keep looking, because
is coming, whether you like it or not.
I see these headlines where it says he's in trouble for tweets.
Ooh. I mean,
you about to lose your job.
He sounds like he might be a complete nut
beneath that
talk show exterior.
I don't think he is. I've seen him do interviews and stuff, and he's pretty good.
He did a talk show for, a year, 2 years?
Hey, you know the lose your job lady? Did you know that she had a GoFundMe that made over $50,000?
I knew she was going to make some money. Yeah. I feel like something happened right after that that sort of blunted her. Like there was another GoFundMe.
Oh, really?
Well, there was the lady at Starbucks who was told to wear a mask, and she got in this big thing, and they started GoFundMe for the barista, and the guy gets $100,000, and now she's demanding
half of it.
Because she said she was humiliated. She has a medical condition. And she should get half the money.
Yeah. Well, then why is she going to Starbucks with a medical condition that's that fragile?
Exactly. And if she needs money, too.
Go through the drive-thru. But the Joniqua Charles is her name, the Lose Your Job lady.
Mm-hmm.
When she got her $50,000, she said that was going to go towards child care and addiction treatment. Those two go together so well.
Is she listed?
We've tried looking for her. I can't find her anywhere.
I wonder... I'd just like to verify that she's in treatment.
Or that her children are getting child care.
Right? I'm just not certain that she's in treatment right now. I mean, she could be out there scoring.
Wait, here she is. 50 grand. Have we ever heard this? This is her explaining what happened.
Now, and then when his backup came, the other police officers, I guess it started, whoever was over him, whoever he called,
when was this, Mark?
This is from June 7th.
Okay.
This is her explaining what happened.
And he told them the situation, meaning he didn't have a legit reason as to why he was detaining me. He had to let me go. Now, I haven't did any looking. I didn't look nothing up behind that, but this video going so viral, he just might lose his job.
What are you
talking about?
I don't know. Really incredible synopsis.
I took nothing out of what she just said there, but I laughed when she just said lose your job again.
She seems like a person, honestly, I hate to say this, but I'm not sure the GoFundMe should be in her name. Like, does she have a sister or someone?
Her sister started it. Did you know she told that guy to suck her dick, too?
No, I did not.
Yeah. She said, I guess he thought I was going back. I guess he thought I was going back in just to go back inside. That's how it's written here. Into the club, but he wouldn't allow me. That's how the argument began between me and him. I told him to suck my dick, and that's the moment when he basically put me in handcuffs and tuffled with
him. You about to lose your job.
She has a three-year-old.
And where's the three-year-old? Isn't the father have it, or the father's family or something?
Sister does, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Hmm. But this helped her reconnect with her family, so that's nice.
Okay. I mean, I like her. I thought she's... That was a very funny video. It was
hilarious.
I mean, the fact that she did that off the top of her head, if indeed she did, and I think she did, it was pretty damn funny. I mean,
talent.
Like I said, I'm rooting for people. I'm rooting for her. I hope she does get it straight.
Made her 50 grand.
What's her name again?
Janiqua Charles. I think.
That's right.
Oh, brother. Okay. So, you know, we really haven't talked about, there were a couple local things. Wasn't really a ball busting weekend for news, was it?
Not terribly, no.
I was watching Trump's interview with Chris Wallace today.
Yeah, God, Chris Wallace is good, man.
Yeah, he's always good.
He's like his dad.
That's quite the interview.
I don't think he's quite as good as his dad. By the way, Trump's niece.
Yeah.
That book sold 950,000 copies the first day.
Yeah. I don't get it. Did you see her tweet, by the way, to the president?
Yeah, she had higher ratings on MSNBC than he did somewhere.
Really, very successful book.
She said she had 5.2 million? Rachel Maddow. By the way, did you see
Rachel Maddow doesn't get more than a half a million most nights. That's incredible.
Did you see the clip of her on Maddow?
No, I did not.
I'm really worried for Rachel Maddow, to tell you the truth. She was very affected by the revelation that Mary Trump has heard President Trump say the N-word and anti-Semitic things. Mm. I kind of want to play the clip so you can hear.
Yeah, go ahead, play it.
Just how I'll affected. Listen to it.
I mean, honestly, if I had to analyze anything about this whole scenario, it would probably be something like this.
Can you? That might be it. Is that it, Brandon? That might be the clip. Try that
one. Let's give it a shot.
She's very affected.
If your uncle was an exception to that in your family, or if he, if you heard, you ever heard him express. Either use anti-Semitic slurs or the N-word or other racist slurs or other sentiments like that. Do you mean this was an ambient thing in your family, but you can't say that you ever heard it from him? Or did you hear it from
question.
Him too?
Ask the question.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What a stupid question. Did he say the N-word? How's that?
I don't think that should surprise anybody given how virulently racist he is today.
Rachel, are you okay?
Have you heard the president use the N-word?
Rachel, are you okay, Rachel?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
And anti-Semitic slurs specifically?
Is she crying?
Yes. Then, if your uncle was an exception to that
family, that just looped back.
Or if
I told you, she was very, I'm worried
about
her.
She was struggling to
answer. Are you okay?
Really?
Are you all right?
I think she had the. This is how I.
She's only called him a racist about 5 billion times.
She has a question in her head, or maybe she already knew the answer of. Can you please just tell us that the president said the N-word or anti-Semitic things? And it took her like 15 seconds to get that out. Mm-hmm. And then she was met with the wrong answer. It was just, well, with how racist he is today. it's like, no. Did he say it? And then she left it for an overly dramatic pause. It's just so, whatever.
Well, she got what she wanted, and they got a big audience. And Mary Trump is selling books.
I wouldn't be surprised if she takes next week off. Who's going to be filling in for Rachel? She's going to be very upset.
That, honestly, 5 million people. That's a huge audience.
Incredible. Yeah.
Which is why where else did Mary Trump turn up? I saw her with George Stephanopoulos. Was she on the Today Show?
GMA and MSNBC. That's all I saw.
That's all?
Yeah.
She have an exclusive deal or something?
I don't know if she was on the Today Show or not.
I can't believe they wouldn't want to have her, but I guess if you're someplace first on that kind of thing, it's sort of...
So knowing someone who had a bidding war over something that happened to them, I don't want to exactly explain it, but he said, yeah, there was a bidding war between GMA and the Today Show for exclusive rights, and if you went with one,
Have any secrets from me.
The really? Other one wasn't going to do anything with you. He chose the Today Show.
Oh.
And then got tickets to go see Notre Dame football out of it. Because,
who are we talking about here?
A friend of mine. I don't blame him. It's a crazy story, but I don't want to say what it is. I can't say
okay.
what it is.
The guy I know.
I can't. You know who it is. I just can't say who it is.
Okay.
I'll feel comfortable.
Wow. Well,
I like turtles.
You know, going back to, I don't know why this crossed my mind this weekend, but I was thinking, whatever happened to the phrase? Do you remember? Maybe this is from an era far gone by. Remember people used to say, mind your business.
Yeah.
Mind your own business.
Mm-hmm.
No one minds their own business anymore. No one.
No.
Do me a favor. Just mind your business, please.
Exactly. What happened
mind
to that?
Mind your own business, Brandon.
Sorry.
Brandon.
That was Dylan.
Mind your own business, Brandon.
The late
I encourage you to keep your minds open
and your dicks in your pants.
I mean, honestly, no one can mind their own business.
No one. No, because as you've said so many times, everyone has a voice and feel like everybody needs to hear. You know what the new one is?
It's just distressing. It's tiring. I mean, all the things that people have to butt into, it becomes a thing. I mean, almost immediately, and it's like there's too many things to even keep up with.
The new one that's driving me nuts is yard signs.
Yard signs for?
A road. For anything.
Oh, and people tear them out?
No, there's just a road. We were on a cycling ride today in our neighborhood, and there's this one house that's got a Trump flag and a Trump sign and four Trump things. And then next door to it, it's like, four Black Lives Matter things. I'm like, are these two having a pissing match? And you just drive and everybody
Where did these people get the time to make these signs?
It's like everybody has a sign in the yard. And I'm guilty. I have a sign for, healthcare workers, that kind of thing. But I don't know. It just seems amazing that there seems to be a lot of road signs or yard signs out there right now. And maybe it's worse because there's an election coming up and I'm just seeing
a ton of
election ones.
I don't think it's good for property values.
Maybe not. You know what it is, though?
What?
Marijuana. Did you see the story about Royal Oak? They're trying to decide right now, do we allow dispensaries?
You know, I can't believe, maybe...
How do we sell more weed?
I would think having some cannabis shops would sort of fly with Royal Oak, and everyone thinks Royal Oak's a pretty cool place.
Sure. But read that article, and I understand why certain areas of the city would not want it, although I think their feelings about it are a little unfounded, like the smell of marijuana wafting into their yard, because do people hang out at the marijuana store and smoke? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
The dope.
I think people go there and then want to leave right away.
Yeah, I would think that... I would think that the people that already go to Royal Oak would go there to get pot. The ones that, because there are a few people that go to Royal Oak who smoke pot.
Yeah.
I promise you.
I bet you there's
probably a lot of them that are listening to this show who use their certificates from the city of Royal Oak.
I have a feeling there's probably some marijuana being sold within the boundaries of Royal Oak right now.
Yeah, I remember when a dime bag cost a dime. You know what I mean?
Well, on Thursday, Royal Oak City Commission resumed the grueling task of reviewing the more than 100 voicemail messages it received regarding licensing and zoning proposals to allow recreational marijuana business along the Woodward Avenue corridor.
It's almost like they're doing the boner line. That's a lot of voicemails to receive.
It is.
Brandon?
Well, Brandon knows how early they had to get up to go through those. The vast majority were in opposition, though some expressed approval of the proposal in a new batch of comments that came in on... Isn't it weird that pot is still a big deal? Isn't that just weird?
It's legal. But this is along Woodward, so this isn't downtown or in the neighborhoods.
I almost feel like it'd be good to have it in town. Now, the DDA is probably going to cancel all their advertising for me saying that. But, I mean, it brings bodies into town, right?
Yes, it does. And
probably people who are coming anyway.
Probably a lot of hungry bodies.
Exactly. Let's see. Express approval of the proposal. Although some express approval of the proposal, a new batch of comments came in on Thursday saying it would bring stable business, tax dollars to the community. Many remembers the alleged planned two-story mega marijuana story on the site of the Golden Basket restaurant, but Mayor Michael Fournier said no such proposal was being considered or been submitted. Those opposed to the marijuana business worried the stores were too close to residential areas to draw too much traffic.
It's Woodward. Too much traffic.
There's a lot of these shops, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do they really? I mean, the first day they open, yeah. Yeah, I mean, is it really that crazy?
I can't see there being too much traffic. I mean, if you have the parking, like any other, like a bar.
I couldn't believe.
Or any other, retail.
When I went to visit Triple Threat Alec in Denver, it was nothing to get pot. It was just nothing. I mean, there were a few people in the parking lot,
Denver
a few people inside.
Sucks ass.
But it wasn't a big deal. They've been doing it for a while. Hide the dope. Encourage loitering?
Yeah, I just...
Really?
No. If you look at any of these dispensaries that are open, that have been open for a long period of time, you know, the medicinal ones have been open for years now, and then the recreational ones only a few months, but... it's generally kind of an in and out business. People pull in, they wait, they get their stuff, they leave. That's it.
Way more people enjoy marijuana than you think, okay?
We went once on the way back from the airport. After they picked me up, we stopped to get stuff. Not that I was in demanding that they do it, but they just were because it was Friday. And then.
Narc. What a narc you are.
They ended up not getting enough, so we went back twice before I left.
Not getting enough. Jesus. What happened that weekend?
That was ridiculous. So there are studies that says recreational marijuana businesses can raise property values. So
I found that fascinating. I don't know why it would raise property values.
I can't believe it'd be hurtful.
I think the fears are a little unfounded and probably just rooted in, reefer madness type thinking, which, whatever.
Definitely.
I don't see the problem with it.
So also on the local front, I'm watching I just popped on the 11 o'clock news, just something big happened I didn't know about. And the first story is about the Northville school board president.
Oh, boy.
Who has made some...
What did he do, blackface?
No blackface.
COVID?
Yes, COVID.
Okay.
He just does not buy all these statistics. He's never seen any videos. If the bodies are stacking up in the emergency rooms, then why doesn't he ever see a video of it? Because everything's on social media.
What?
And yeah, no.
Is he not looking for
it? I don't know. I'm not answering.
I try to avoid him, and we see him all the time.
He said he thinks he used the word hoax. It was on 1101 last night on Channel 4. If you want to see it, it was.
How people feel this way?
That it's a hoax.
But he's a school board president.
Yeah, Mark, seriously, a lot of people do.
I don't know why. Yeah, no, there are. I just don't know why, if you're a school board president, wouldn't you know not to put this on social media? I mean, how many?
It's going to get to
the
point.
It's sort of like, political correctness that, you don't say this. No matter how many times people lose their jobs, or somebody's still going to do it next.
He wants people to know. That's what he believes, I guess.
Well, he said it's his opinion.
He doesn't. Channel 4?
Yeah, Channel 4, 11 o'clock last night. He said it's his opinion, and too bad.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to work out too well for him, but while you're looking for that,
it's not on here now.
It's... Oh, did I zap
it? That's where I grew up, and that's where I'm going to be.
Shh, I think I might have zapped it. There's a bit of a space problem.
I'll see if I can find it online.
Damn it. It's no secret the world has been pretty crazy the past few months, and many people have been paying the price financially. And if that's the case and you're wondering about options, you might want to call attorney Tad Klimek. Was he at the Big Bash this weekend with all our listeners? We're in Commerce Township, I think.
What?
I heard Tad was going.
There's a party?
Yeah, there was a party. Bunch of listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, a bunch.
No one told me about it.
Are you in the outs?
I guess I wasn't invited.
You might be on the outs with Patty P. I think she was.
Oh, no, she hates me.
She was a factor.
She's always hated me.
Tad practices exclusively in Chapter 7 liquidation and Chapter 13 restructuring. No one wants to be in the situation, but it does happen. So why not talk to a listener of the podcast who also happens to be a lawyer who specializes in this? Tad has helped ease the anxiety of several of our listeners. He's even earned the nickname the Human Xanax. Not because he takes lots of Xanax, but for the weight he can take off your shoulders. Consultations are free, and since there's no personal hearings right now, everything is done via phone and video. Go to klimeklawoffice.com. That's K-L-I-M-M-E-K. You can do it on the phone. It's really quick. And we had a couple people who were referenced here. I stressed for months about my finances. Finally made the call to Tad, and I felt much better. He really helped me understand the process and feel better about my situation. And a lot of people have to do this, and it's... You know, it's a big bummer, but it sure is nice to get a fresh start. Luke Nowacki, on the other hand, he's a little more targeted to people who have money to invest or want to make financial plans or want to get their kids through college or want to make sure their 401k is in the right stuff or want to make sure that they don't outlive their money or get into retirement and have not too many options. Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748. He's also a sponsor for all of our shows. L. Nowacki at PinnacleWealthStrategies.com. He's helped a lot of our listeners, too, with a lot of different things. Things I didn't even think he would really get mixed up in, but he does. Security Investment Advisory Services are offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates is separately owned. Other entities and our marketing and product service reference here. Independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Hearing from both parents and the school board president tonight.
Here we go.
Yes, Sandra and Steven, that school board president is not backing down from several posts he made on his Facebook page. Now, we were supposed to interview him, but he did
not
cancel tonight.
Oh,
don't ever back down from a Facebook post.
Not giving in.
Statement basically saying those are his opinions.
You about
Northfield
to lose
Public School Board President Matthew Wilkes' Facebook page is getting a lot of attention Saturday night after he suggested the coronavirus is a hoax. Part of that post says, this pandemic exists only in falsified statistics, shouted on the news without context.
As a parent and as a PTA president, I'm very disappointed.
Lisa McIntyre, the PTA president for Ridgewood Elementary in Northfield, cannot believe it.
I was very surprised that he is our school board president.
Don't get in the doghouse with the PTA.
In the world we live in, where literally everything gets captured by a cell phone, where are the video diaries of corona patients as their health declines? Where are the videos of panic in hospitals?
Are you kidding
they
me?
They don't exist. He also suggests in this post that elderly can wear a spacesuit when they need to go out and shop, and the rest of the world can go about their lives.
I wish that this wasn't real.
Dr. Raina Aldish with Henry
I had
Ford
that
Hospital
idea like 3 days ago.
The reality of COVID-19. She's outraged by these statements. That's because she's also a Northfield parent.
I was really disappointed to see that someone in a public position of authority would use the kind of rhetoric that discredits science and government.
Saturday, Wilk emailed me this statement. It says in part, first of all, my opinions are, were, and always have been my own and not the position of the Northfield Board of Education. I stand as one person on that body, which acts only as a collective. He continues with, I know that with the help of our teachers, staff, administration, and parents, NPS students will be given the best education in the safest possible way.
In a spacesuit.
But now, there is an online petition.
If it's a hoax, then...
I don't know. Whatever. It's a pretty big hoax.
I've noticed that a lot of the schools are saying, if you want to send the kids to school, that's fine. If you want to keep them home, that's fine, too. Well, if you're a parent and you're inclined to send your kid to school, it seems to me you're sort of like, oh, okay, I don't really want to be the person that, you know, sends your kid to school if everybody's keeping them home. I mean, isn't that really sort of a tough dilemma?
Vice versa. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, true. That's true. I don't really think about it that way.
Not to mention, you know, you got to have resources for both.
Yeah, and you can't have, somebody's got to not be working or you got to pay for daycare.
At least Mitch has it all figured out.
Yeah.
He wants money to go to anybody that can't go. I don't know. His column really bothered me today. Made some fine points, but the rest of it, I'm just like, It's a really simplistic way to look at things.
Well, I think there was one thing in this column that I felt like is so obvious, and I don't hear a lot of people saying it, and that is if people feel compromised, then, you know, they have a great union behind them. I think you say, look, I'm, 2 years away from retirement, and I got diabetes.
Sure.
And they say, you know what, we'll pay to stay home.
Yeah, that's fine. But the rest of his column is talking about, abusing the system. How many teachers are going to abuse that to get paid to stay home?
What did he mean?
I mean, I just say he's worried about abuse everywhere except for the one place where he doesn't think that people would abuse that.
Teachers would just...
If you're going to pay the same, why not?
It doesn't...
I only bring that up because he had that in his article.
You know what's weird? I don't know why. Maybe this is just a thing because of watching news, but I have felt like, God, teachers seem so worried about this. I mean, not that everybody's worried about it, but I mean, they just seem like they're certain they're going to die if they teach school. And I didn't know quite to make of that. I mean, I take them at their word. I assume somebody that teaches kids, they probably feel very strongly about what they do. I mean, I think they're sincere people generally. I mean,
oh yeah,
I'm sure there's some bad teachers.
Incredibly crazy job to be a teacher.
Yeah, it's
underappreciated.
Definitely.
Well, so Mitch wrote, why not identify teachers most at risk? Those over a certain age, those with underlying health conditions. Same for administrators.
Put them in a spacesuit.
Ministries and support staff, pay for them to stay home this school year. Keep them safe. After all, our top priority should be able to avoid deaths. Well, then you're going to need more teachers, too, to fill in those spots if they're staying home. And what's going to define an underlying health?
It shouldn't be hard to find some teachers.
We see people that don't want to wear masks because it gives them anxiety or they're going to pass out.
I agree
with that in your world. Unfortunately, it doesn't really always work out the way he thinks it would work.
I have to say, I've come to the conclusion, I really feel like we are just the most obstinate country in the world, and that there's really no solution for anything. We're just going to have to somehow plow through this thing with all our hoax people, our non-believers, our people who think everyone's going to die. I mean, you've got like six levels of belief in this thing.
Yep.
And some people, they want everyone to stay home. They want everyone to wear a mask. They want, and then you get to other people who feel, I'm concerned, but I'm 25, so what the fuck, let's party!
And you have a lot of people in between.
Yeah.
He also says if there are students who are truly at risk or who live in multi-generational households, which typically is poor, usually minorities too, who live in multi-generational households, pay for them to have tutoring or online programs. Well, now you got to make sure they have the internet and computers. So, and what if someone just says, okay, I feel my kid's at risk. They're staying home.
I'm not really sure why he wants to tell schools what to do. It's a fairly complex thing for somebody to just weigh in on.
This is Mitch we're talking about.
True.
He's never shied away from telling people what to do. Usually, doesn't take a strong stance.
Well, surely for this column, they didn't shut the comments down, did they?
I haven't checked. He says narrowly directed efforts that are still more effective than the buckshot 30-student Zoom classroom approach that we unsuccessfully tried already. I could be wrong, but I don't know how many had 30-student Zoom classrooms. Just from the kids I know that went to school, it was more like, here's your assignments online. Do this, do that, and maybe had, Zoom in meetings once or twice a week.
I don't know. Does he have kids we don't know about?
That's what I didn't understand.
Maybe his Haitian students are taking Zoom classes that are
okay,
oversized.
Mitch. See you around.
He's really mad these businesses got PPP money, which, once again, are loans that a lot have started paying back. They haven't even gotten to the forgiveness portion of it yet.
Okay. Hmm.
I don't know. I just thought it was, once again, Mitch in a wonderland. not trying to figure out. He also said that the government threw a ton of money at it with very little analytics. Well, no, they did have analytics from 2008 when we were heading into a recession, and they based it on that, where you got to get the money out to people. It's going to be abused, but you got to get the money out there.
Yeah, I still find it strange that I would really feel like that. Well, I'm not sure if it's A or B. A, the economy is not nearly as crippled as I thought it would be. And the B option is that I just don't know the people who are crippled, so maybe there are people crippled, and I just don't know them. The numbers are certainly a little scary.
Speaking of fraud and abuse, I'm sure you saw that story, which
Oh, yeah. This
not,
is
not a very well put together scheme, I got to say. It's an A for effort.
Amid record jobless findings in Michigan, Brandi Hawkins of Detroit allegedly used her insider access at the agency to fraudulently release payments of hundreds of fraudulent claims.
You about to lose your job.
She then used the proceeds of her crime to purchase high-end handbags and luxury goods.
So worth it. So worth it.
Hawkins' action resulted in fraudulent disbursement of more than $2 million in federal and state funds intended for unemployment assistance during the pandemic. So, well, wait a second.
She stole $2
million. Who's her connection on the inside?
She isn't. She is the inside.
Oh, she's the inside.
But it does sound like, and this part was kind of a little hard to understand in that story, that she's relatively new to the inside. It's amazing that she had that much access.
I would think before $2 million went out, there'd be something, some controls put in place.
Sounded like she was one of the people approving, you know, certain claims. So she probably had people say, she probably told people, hey, file a claim, I'll approve it. And then get a kickback. That's how it
sounded. How do you get them all to go to one person? I mean, is that really that easy?
I don't know. Maybe she was looking for it. That's why.
I tell you, the unemployment office has been so effective for so long now. I'm shocked that something like this could happen. Are people getting unemployment now? Because I haven't seen a story about it since we talked to Jennifer.
That's a good question. They must.
I haven't seen much written about it.
There's $600.
Yeah, but aren't we expecting the COVID, the extra money put in for the COVID to end at the end of this month?
Yeah, they're not. I don't think they're going to renew that either.
And that's going to be a problem because there's a lot of people who aren't going to be called back to work.
Yeah. Well, that's right. You're right, Brandon. That's when I suppose.
You about to lose your job.
Pretty soon. Yeah. A few days, right?
Yeah. But we know that, I mean, you've even seen it with Mesa where there are openings.
Yep. No, we could use a couple cooks and maybe a maitre d' and a couple of servers. And yeah, we I don't know if we have the mezzanine open yet. Because we just didn't have enough people. And the people we had were working some, the Mesa 13.
It was packed last night, I'll tell you that much, when I walked by.
You mean half packed?
Well, available seating was full.
They've been busy, you know, with the half full, which if you stay busy half full, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
As opposed to everybody comes at once. Okay, on the masks. I saw the Retailers Association of Michigan and also the it's some police federation had the same message for Gretchen Whitmer, which was, we do not want to be the mask police.
Yep.
And, you know, I understand. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know what you do with this. But you know, there's a big part of me that feels like, you know, is it really that hard to just go along, go take one for the team once in a while,
put a mask on, or yeah, don't go out?
It seems like a lot of these people, no, they want to show that, you know, I don't get, I'm not getting jerked around.
But you hear that all the time. You hear people say, hey, if you're worried about getting it, stay home. Well, if you don't want to wear a mask, stay home.
Well, they don't want to wear a mask because they don't believe it's that big a deal. Well, so they feel like they should be able to go anywhere.
But you also have to remember that there's...
Well, I don't think speeding's a big deal.
It's a big state, you know. It's not just the packed areas. You have so many different towns that consist of just a couple hundred people, and yet they're locked down in the, you know, the same mandated...
Well, the mandate's to wear a mask when you go in a store. If you go into a store here, there could be two people just as well as there could be up in Traverse City.
Well, I tell you, it does sound like, and I only see pictures once in a while, but it just seems like in some places up north, it's pretty loosey-goosey as far as masks. Like people aren't wearing them, and nobody's telling them they have to wear one.
Inside or outside?
Well, this is a bar, a couple pictures of a bar I saw.
Yeah, but when you're eating and drinking, you can't have a mask on, so the mask comes off.
True.
Yeah.
So anyway, I read this thing about retailers telling Whitmer, we're not the mask police.
I don't blame them.
So I'm reading comments. No, I don't blame them either. So I'm reading comments, and all you have to do is read the comments to realize what an impossible issue this is, because people just can't let anything go. It's like they have to react to every comment they don't like. Like this one guy says, I'm 65 years old, and everybody comes to my business, wears a mask. They're very respectful of the fact that, you know, I'm in a riskier zone than they are, and I need to work.
That dude's dying ASAP.
So then a couple comments follow that are, give me the name of your business so I don't go there.
Oh, God.
In other words, because I can't wear a mask and fuck you. I mean, like, he's an asshole for pointing out that people have been very good about wearing a mask, and, you know, he's concerned about it. It's... There's just no hope, is there?
I still think those people are few and far between. I think most people will put even begrudgingly wear a mask.
Yeah, I think it's people that just want a confrontation. But there's a lot of
from the data. It sounds like in Michigan we do comply. We do mind better than other states.
I guess so. Yeah, there was a map this weekend about who, if you are in a group of five people, how likely is it five people will be wearing a mask? Mm-hmm. And it was like, was it lighter for the better chance you wear a mask?
Yeah. Ohio had a pretty sweet rally, and I only bring it up because the one guy had a great sign. Did you see the sign?
What?
They had an anti-mask protest in Columbus.
You know, isn't this the absolute worst time for anyone to protest anything?
That one is a good
time. Really, it is, because you get these people clumped together, and if they're wearing masks or they're not wearing masks.
These people are wearing masks, which is kind of weird.
Are wearing masks.
At an anti-mask protest, the militia members that are protecting them are wearing masks, but this is the sign I like. Soros didn't pay for this sign. You made a sign that said Soros didn't pay for this sign. That made me chuckle. separated at birth. Look at this guy. Who's that dude look like?
Oh, Mike Walters.
He looks just like Walters.
God. Is Walters in the militia?
I guess in the Ohio militia.
Wow.
That's who's really that funny. Dude?
He looks incredibly like Mike Walters.
That's hilarious.
Wow. So this weekend, I don't know, you probably noticed when I sent you a flurry of stuff. I was just Friday night. I was just going through.
I didn't know what that was from, news. Though.
I was watching Lou Holtz. And who was on TV? Lou Holtz and Coach O from LSU.
Oh, boy.
And I swear,
if Coach O says it, I just believe it. Is it still telling people to wash their hands?
Not really. Coach O's point was,
we got to play football.
Wash your hands thoroughly, a full 20 seconds.
The people need us to play football. The people need us to play football. We got to play football. Let's go. The people need us to play
football. I swear to God, I think he said that. I'm pretty sure he said that. And then...
cover your cough with your elbow like this. If you're sick, stay home.
You know, he's such a coach, and he has the coach's voice. I feel like he could tell me to do anything, and I would just do it.
He's kind of a badass.
Hey, take a lap, and let's come back and talk about it.
He's a badass.
He seems like a good guy.
Coach, very good, yeah.
And then he brings in Lou Holtz, whoever the host was.
Yeah, boy.
And
Holtz is losing his mind lately.
It's like these liberal presidents, these colleges, they just want to shut everything down. And I believe everybody wants to play football. I don't know. It was just, I didn't realize Lou was so far right.
Really?
I remember that he was, but just the way he said liberal like four times, I hate labels.
I hate this idea that people don't want football. I mean, of course we all want football. We all want life. We all want kids to go to school more than anything in the world.
I'm trying to think of what else he said. I know I wrote it down. He just went off.
Said, "Coach, this is what you texted. Coach O from LSU was on and said, we need to play. The country needs it and the economy needs it. The state of Louisiana needs it. Kids need to go back to school, get back on track.
If you're sick, stay home.
Figure out how to fight this thing. Figure it out.
That was the last thing he said.
Figure it out. Well, we're playing. Everybody's happy because we're playing. We got a hot fight. Just saying. You wrote for some reason, maybe his voice, this is what you're just saying. It sounds like he was making sense. And then you wrote, he sounds like he just heard about, quote, the virus thing. Even though he told us to wash our hands months ago.
I said,
wash your hands thoroughly. A full 20 seconds.
He really did sound like that.
We got to play right now to get us back on track to fight this thing. And you wrote, huh?
Gets back on track. I'm not sure how playing football gets us back on track.
And you said Lou railing about these far left presidents will do anything to disrupt this country. Far left college presidents.
That's what he said.
I didn't realize he was that far right. Okay. He keeps promising that, quote, if we don't play, it's the end of women's soccer. Oh, no.
He did. He did. And then he said, cross country. It's the end of cross country.
Oh, no. Who cares? Possibly the dumbest thing anyone has ever said. Quote, these young people think somebody touches them and they're going to die. I don't think young people feel that way at all.
No, they don't. I swear, he seemed so incredibly out of touch. It was weird.
Four people test positive and they're in contact with 20, and there goes my entire roster.
He said that if somebody tests positive, then they're going to be in contact with 20 of their teammates, and four or five guys, and then this whole roster's gone.
Let's go. Let's get on with it. 2 years ago, 150 people under 25 died from the flu. Let's get on with our lives. Don't keep me alive by keeping me from living and let me live my life. Jesus Christ.
Oh. Some of these coaches are just, you know, it's like it's a coach speech.
Yeah,
it's not very real, but, you know, when you say,
I understand what he's saying.
Stop me from living.
It's just sometimes coaches are in their own bubble.
He definitely seemed like he was in a bubble. I didn't realize his wife had just died, so
I cut him a little slack. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry. From COVID?
And the host mentioned, no, not from COVID.
Sorry.
The coach mentioned that, or the host mentioned that, and I thought, look, kind of like, all right, I'm fine. I just want to talk about these liberal college presidents.
If we could just play football, I'd get on with my life. Yeah.
I'd be fine if I just had something to watch.
Does he do anything?
I do a program on. Yeah, he does a show on ESPN. Doesn't he? Doesn't he do that with?
He doesn't do the post game show. Remember, they pulled him up for Joey Galloway and The Bachelor. What's his name?
What?
Jesse.
Paul. Oh yeah,
Paul. I gotta tell you.
Why is there an SOS emergency on my phone?
I got one too.
It was
Amber Alert. But you just—that's what happens if your phone was locked, but you're trying to use it.
Oh, okay.
So
be on the lookout for a Chrysler 300 from Traverse City.
Again, wasn't that the last Amber Alert?
Yeah.
How do I know if it's from Traverse City? They have a bumper sticker.
Wait, shouldn't that be a Stellantis that we're looking for, not a Chrysler?
A Stellantis 300. A Stellantis CV.
Got the case, Stellantis!
That's a terrible, terrible name.
Hey, just to break things up.
Don't you picture like people that have friends that work at multiple, like the Ford guys just ragging their Chrysler buddy? Hey, he works for Stellantis now, huh? You're going to call him Stellantis?
It's a weird name.
It's not a good name.
I saw this list of the 20 most overrated albums. And right away, I knew there'd be albums I liked in there, but I just, you know, lists are kind of fun, so.
Yeah, I know there's going to be an album I like.
Yeah, there will be. There's at least, no, I think there's two, actually, that you like. Maybe three you like.
What?
But anyway, there was a companion piece about Nirvana and the Foo Fighters, and as I was reading it, I don't know why this dawned on me, but it did, that I like the Foo Fighters better than Nirvana, and I like them both.
Yeah.
But I like the Foo Fighters better.
Well, they have more hits.
Something wrong with me?
No. They have more hits,
but
been around longer.
I mean, if you were to build the Mount Rushmore of '90s and aughts rock, wouldn't Nirvana be up there before the Foo Fighters?
Probably, yeah.
Because he died, so Dave needs to shoot himself in the head.
Yeah, years ago. I think that's part of it, but also because weren't they really the first to start the grunge movement and kill off hair bands and sound a little different, mainstream?
Yeah, and I
combine punk with rock.
No,
and,
I love Nirvana. I really do. Yeah. I'm really starting to. The Foo Fighters are really. I don't know why. I admit I'm late to the game.
I'm weird in that.
I've always liked some of their songs, but I really like them more since I got Google Play. I'm listening to more Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I think lyrically, I still prefer Kurt's lyrics.
No,
that's just nitpicking.
Yeah, well,
It's hard. I would, if they were both around today, I'd much rather go to a Foo Fighters.
I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Much rather go to a Foo Fighters show.
The there was another thing in there. This is in Spin magazine. It was the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, you mean the Chicks?
The Chicks. I'm sorry. And the headline, I couldn't even read the story because I thought, I don't think I believe this. They were talking about how they met with Harvey Weinstein, and it was one of the scariest meetings they ever had.
Okay, right.
Would Harvey Weinstein really mean? Would he be really pressuring the Dixie Chicks for action?
No. Like that could have been me.
I was very dismissive of that, and I apologize. I mean, I'm sure it was horrible.
Is it? Do you think it's worse in hindsight now because of everything they know about Harvey?
I thought it was.
Are they thinking about?
I don't know.
Well,
it seemed
did say bathroom. He was thinking about taking us to the bathroom.
I don't know why. I just thought, that's a weird thing to say. Not really, but I think they all were at the meeting.
Yeah.
Maybe I should read
that. Probably still rather hang out with him than George Bush.
Hey, there was some great clickbait in there, too, that I wanted to click on, but I was busy writing down the 20 most overrated albums from something else, and I didn't. And it was it was sponsored content, so it's probably bogus.
Yeah.
But it was... Ben Stiller's wife is 205 pounds and looks insane. And I clicked, I actually clicked on it. And the first person was a picture of Jessica Simpson. Here's Jessica Simpson pre-weight gain. So it was obviously going to be one of those things where they showed you, you know, a bunch of women packed on the pounds. But I never, you know, I figured it's going to take forever to get to Ben Stiller's 205-pound wife and how insane she looks, so I didn't have time for it.
Well, he's not married, so I assume that it's Christine Taylor they're talking about. And
I think so.
Very, very hot.
She's at two bills and some change? Is that why Ben and her broke up?
I don't know.
205 pounds? Let's see.
I didn't even know they broke up.
Yeah.
In 2017, they got a divorce.
Okay. Well, why
she weighed 205.
While you're looking for that picture of her looking insane, the 20 most overrated albums, and this is counting down from number 20, Shania Twain, Come On Over. Have no idea what's on it, I don't know what to say. U2, Joshua Tree.
What's on that one?
I still haven't found one. Wait, is that on that? Oh, wait. With or without you.
Well, they just did a whole...
Bullet the Blue Sky. There's a lot of great songs on the Joshua Tree. I don't know.
There we go. Where the Streets Have No Name.
Great song.
Still haven't found what I'm looking for. With or Without You. Bullet in the Blue Sky. That's four hit songs.
I know.
Songs.
There's. I thought it was a little odd.
And then it's all downhill from there.
So. I mean, it seems like that you could put a U2 album in there. I don't know if I'd put that one in there.
Yeah. Maybe Achtung Baby. Didn't they just do a whole tour with the Joshua Tree?
Yes, a couple years ago. Def Leppard Hysteria. I'm not a huge Def Leppard fan. I appreciate them, but...
I think that's the album I used to listen to when I cut the grass when I was younger.
Def Leppard sucks!
This one kind of cracked me up. Fiona Apple, Fetch the Bolt Cutters. It's a new album.
It's a new one, yeah.
And it has 5 stars. Like, Metacritic gives it a 98, and they were like, it is not a 98!
So, Jim Bentley...
And it's just stupid that I'm in this world.
Jim Bentley and I both like Fiona Apple, and he really liked that album.
I sort of like her, too.
I was kind of, on that album.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it. It's not a high priority.
The album Smell? I'm just wondering, because she looks like she smells.
No, she doesn't. She's an angel.
Oasis, What's the Story, Morning Glory?
Wrong.
Get that now. If you're going to do an Oasis album, why don't you do the third album?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, maybe because people didn't like the third one, so.
But it was, I read a whole story about how overrated it was, how everyone raved about it, every critic, and they were admitting, they were interviewing them 20 years later, they're saying, boy, you gave this a 5, what's up? And said, well, you know, they were so hot at the time, what was I going to do? Deftones' White Pony?
Bullshit. That is a album start to finish, especially if you get the back to school edition where you can listen to the whole thing and every song is Grant.
They do a back to school edition?
Well, that's the name of one of their songs if you get the special edition of White Pony.
I knew you were going to pop off about that one.
Bunch of bullshit.
At number 14, Sex Pistols, Nevermind the Bullocks.
I kind of understand that.
I understand the pick, but I'll tell you why... That album is always ranked too high, in my opinion. I would rank it high, but not as high. Like, it'll be a top 10 all time on some lists. It was a seminal album like Nevermind was.
Mm-hmm.
But.
I wouldn't be surprised if Nevermind's on this list.
You might not be surprised. it's a great album. I don't know. It seems like whoever came up with this list is really trying to slay some dragons. Red Hot Chili Pepper Stadium Arcadium.
Yeah, okay.
Beyonce Lemonade? I never heard
of that. Yes, that is so overrated.
It probably is.
So overrated.
Heads up, Green Day, American Idiot! They explained that...
Brandon feels vindicated.
They thought the other albums were better.
I agree! Enough said, motherfucker. Holla!
Yeah, I guess. It's nitpicking, but sure.
Did you write this article, Brandon?
No.
Okay.
Because Deftones wouldn't be on it. In fact, I probably would have put on the, not the American Idiot album, but the Warning album.
At number 10, Anything by Kiss. I laughed.
Not going to hear an argument.
Number 9, The Beatles' White Album.
Mm.
Again, I thought that's...
Kinda disagree.
I'm not sure that's the right pick. But I could see picking a Beatles album just because...
I guess people do talk about how amazing it is, but there are weird tracks.
Yeah, it gets people get a little crazy about it.
Yeah,
it really
it's so groundbreaking.
I think it holds up nicely, though. It's kind of the
it'd be a much better.
It's a
album.
Rougher album. It's a little. It's a more. It's got more warts.
They were
it,
bigger than Jesus.
It'd be a better album if it was one disc.
George Martin always said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did. It's got 30 songs, yeah. And although Revolution Number 9 is really a song. Eagles Hotel California.
Amen.
You know, that's an album that I really liked when it came out, and I really, it doesn't wear that well. I don't know why.
Radio went, ruined it.
Well, but there's a lot of other songs on there besides Hotel California that, I don't know, they. I just like, I heard the album a while ago, and I was like, oh man, I know every note of this album, and I don't know why I liked it so much.
What else was on it? Life in the Fast Lane, right?
Yeah, Victim of Love, In the City, isn't that on there? The Walsh? I think it's Walsh. Yeah, Life in the Fast Lane.
Wasted Time.
New Kid in Town is on the last album. It's not on Hotel California.
Oh, it's not?
No, there's the, what's the album with Heartache Tonight, New Kid in Town? It's the it's like 1980 Eagles or 79.
I guess they put it on the remaster then.
Oh. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is on, I don't know. I thought I knew my Eagles albums.
Well, it's not
Nirvana Nevermind is 7, by the way.
Not surprised.
And I...
What do they say about it? Is it a write-up? Or you don't have a write-up?
I don't, but I did read it. They didn't really say a lot. I think the feeling was that they liked In Utero better.
Okay. They're just trying to be cool.
Maybe. I do like this album.
So good.
I think part of the credits, part of the reverence for it is because it did, like, crush the hairbands.
Well, it smells like Teen Spirit. In Bloom. Come As You Are. Breed.
I like it. I do.
Lithium. Drain You, which I love Drain You.
I love Lithium's one of my favorite songs. God, maybe my favorite Nirvana song.
A strong album.
It's pretty good. I think if I had to be really critical, I would say there's a few songs that sound alike to me.
Well, to say that In Utero is better would be kind of baffling.
I like In Utero. I don't think it's... I don't know that I like either album better, to
I
be
think
honest.
My favorite album of theirs is Heart-Shaped Box. Remember?
Yeah, Trudy.
Trudy messed that up by accident.
That's a great song. I love that song. Number 6, The Who, Tommy. I agree. I love The Who. Yeah. But this whole thing about this deaf, dumb, and blind kid.
Yeah.
Enough of this deaf, dumb, and blind kid. He looks pretty happy playing pinball. Number 5 is a great pick. Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard.
Uh-oh, David Foster's going to hit somebody with his car again.
Number 4, Heads Up, Tool, Fear Inoculum.
You see, I don't know too much about Fear Inoculum, to tell you the truth.
Wasn't it just raved about?
I kind of agree. I think that's why, because it had been so long.
It's been along 13 years or something?
It's an okay album. It's a good album. I don't think it's one of the best. Certainly, definitely not their best.
System of a Down, Mesmerize, Hypnotize.
Okay. Well, Toxicity is the album, so.
Pink Floyd, The Wall at number 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised.
A little bit, but I could see putting a Pink Floyd album on this list.
Maybe whoever wrote this this list just doesn't like double albums. Can I guess what number 1 is just because you were listening to it earlier? Okay. Is it what you were listening to earlier?
No.
It's
no.
Not, it's not OK Computer?
Nope.
Okay.
It's anything by Imagine Dragons.
I hate Imagine Dragons.
Why is there so? Now, that's a band where every song sounds the same.
They've turned into the new Nickelback in a way because they get ragged on quite a bit.
Well, they get played on every station, top 40, rock.
Oh, really? They do?
There was a time they were played on everything.
Huh. Lightning and the Thunder. Ugh.
Hey, since you mentioned radio, that reminds me. Radio. I saw something over the weekend. I don't know if you guys saw this. It was a little piece. I don't even know who does this site, but it's like a Detroit sports thing. And it was saying that Mike Valenti is livid at 97.1 for making the announcement about Rico Baird.
Wait, about just making the announcement?
Well, he wanted to make the announcement on his show.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't use any of his quotes.
Does it matter?
Is my charger not turned on?
I'll look.
Yeah, it seemed, honestly, if they announce it before his show.
In the afternoon.
Oh, my God.
If they announce his show before he goes on, then it seems to me people listen to his show because they know about it or they hear about it. I mean, it's not a, I don't think it's a bad idea on If they announce it at 8 o'clock, by 2 o'clock, there's probably a lot of people who are going to listen to him to find out what he has to say about it.
Right.
But he was very angry. He was angry about the way it was written. His quotes weren't included. And I guess there was just one line.
He's always aggravated.
He is. Yes, he is. So, let's see.
Still not working.
Wait a second. Wait a second now.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's plugged in, right?
It's a piece of crap. It doesn't work.
Maybe it's this. I don't know. Don't worry about it. It's okay. We'll just finish the show.
Sorry.
It could be that my phone has 2% left for the rest of its life.
Oh. Take a picture and put it on Twitter.
So I inherited broken junk.
I'm so weary of people pointing out what percentage I have left. So I live on the edge. Jesus. Hoo-ah. People just can't leave me alone.
So how's the Rico beer? Is it being accepted well? I listened to Valenti's broadcast, like you just said, because I knew what was going to happen.
Well, I don't think that starts until August. So the actual show itself, you know, we don't know. But I think it's fine. I mean, people know Rico.
Sure.
Does that audience know Rico?
Yeah, I think so, because sure, Rico was very involved with Michigan State, everything. And, he and Mike are friends, so they should get along just fine.
Yeah, I don't know why it would be a problem.
It sounds like Valenti was mad that they used, quote, a one-liner in a press release to announce that Sully was leaving.
Yes. I thought...
it was an atrocity of the press release. Of a press release, I'm sorry.
Isn't it just a little too convenient that one guy comes in and one guy leaves?
Of course. Yes.
I mean, I don't know if I believe that.
I certainly don't. Well, he wasn't fired, but they're just not
renewing.
Well,
do we know that? I mean, isn't it a little odd when there's a big to-do? Oh, look who's coming in. And, he's leaving, by the way.
I liked him on that show, too. So.
He was okay. He's fine.
Yeah.
But
to leave that show to do a whole brand new venture just seems a little odd. But we don't know what that venture is yet.
No, we don't.
I wish him well.
Who gives a fuck?
Is Bogey on Channel 7 yet on the weekends?
He was, yeah. He tweeted a picture of himself.
That's not, I mean, a weekend job, is it? I mean, he's got to do something else, right?
Well, he's still caring for his newborn baby. Maybe it's just one of these things where he transitions on the weekends and then, boom, he's going to get in there and for a nightly gig. But I can see him going and doing television locally and making a good run at it.
Boy, if he ever ends up on Cameo, Brandon will have an orgasm.
I don't think that's true.
Do you have a sales pitch for? How's your draft going? Have you picked lately?
Oh, I'm down to the final round, and I've been 100% engaged in this entire show, so don't you worry about that.
Who'd you pick up? Who was your last pick?
My last pick?
Yeah.
Josh James for the Houston Astros. I got a pretty good team, man. I got the first overall pick, Ronald Acuna, baby. Hell yeah. So
that's a lot of homers.
Tell me a little bit.
I've got to pick a good fantasy team.
Tell me about your first pick. What are stats last year?
Well, so basically what it is I was going to have to pick between Ronald Acuna and Christian Yelich. Those I deem as the two best players in baseball, aside from Mike Trout, who might not play because his baby's going to be born. But last year, Acuna was the best player. He had 175 hits, 127 runs, 41 home runs, 37 stolen
bases. And 33 steal.
Nope, 37 steal, okay. 101 RBI, and he hit .280. He was just the best player in the league.
So. Yeah, I use many stats.
You know, people were making fun of Ricky Anderson, but apparently the plural of steal is steal. So anytime referring to somebody and the number of steal they have, you should say...
And 33 steal.
20 steal, 40 steal.
Awesome.
Lou Brock stole, had 118 steal. Oh, Ricky broke that, didn't he? 132 or 133 steal?
Oh, yeah. Ricky broke that? Yeah.
Didn't Vince Coleman break his rookie steal base record, too? How many steal did Vince Coleman
Vince
have?
Coleman, isn't he the guy that got caught in the tarp?
Yes.
That's all I remember him for.
I love
everything
Vince
else
Coleman.
Is completely obliterated by getting his foot caught in the tarp because he was like, I wonder if it'll get stuck in there. Let me see.
How come no one steals bases anymore?
I know it, right?
Sound like
that's
an old man.
this guy Ronald Acuna led the NL last year with
37.
Yeah, that was the most in the entire league. And Malik Smith had the most in the American League, and I think he had like 41.
Back in my day, we used to have people steal over 80, 90, 100 bases.
Tim Raines and all kinds of guys.
Yeah, loved it. Man. Yeah.
Drafting 37 steal, and it's a big deal.
No one's on
base
anymore.
But nobody steals anymore. I drafted the guy who has the most steals in the league.
Steal, yeah.
Yes.
And 33 steal.
Were people bent out of shape about Hillsdale College having an in-person commencement?
Some people were bent out of shape about it, yeah. I'm sure the governor's just losing her shit over it.
This is what I mean, though. You can't tell anyone to do anything because there's like six different levels of concern, and nobody's willing to morph to another level. Nobody's willing to morph to the middle so we're all on the same page. Everybody just, you know, everybody's got a voice. Everybody's... Is everyone a know-it-all now?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. By the way, is it that important to have an on-site, in-person commencement? Who is that for?
At Hillsdale it is!
Who is that for? Is that a big moneymaker?
That's probably for the parents, because they blew a couple hundred grand out their ass. God. So their kid could say they went to Hillsdale.
I mean,
isn't that an expensive school?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Wait, what is the deal at Hillsdale? Isn't that a conservative? Who is the president? Am I out of my mind?
I thought they
were a conservative school for some reason, there is such a thing. Well, that's what I was thinking in the back of my mind, but I don't. Now that I say that, I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's a private conservative college in Hillsdale, Michigan, according to Wikipedia.
See, I always know more than I think.
Founded in 1844 by abolitionists known as the Free Will Baptists.
Abolitionists? Founded it?
Yeah.
Really?
So you can't cancel them.
Can't BLM them.
Well, you could. I mean.
Maybe there'll be a super spreader graduation.
Or maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. I saw the chairs. They were kind of socially distant. Right next to each other.
It was outside, but then again,
it was on the football field.
Wasn't necessary.
The chair.
I feel when looking at the one photo where the people aren't there and they just have the chair spread.
Yeah,
apart,
that's what I saw.
I'm like, do you feel bad for the guy that had to set those up because he had to actually get out a yardstick?
Definitely.
And then he has to pick them all up again too.
Pain in the ass.
Why that stupid. So kind of thing popped in my head.
There were a couple other incidents over the weekend.
Great.
Woman's in Detroit at Starter's Bar and Grill where some bartender was not wearing a mask.
Those pictures.
I know.
Those pictures are fucking great. She was wearing a mask, just not over her mouth or nose.
Right. But she was apparently talking loudly over the food that was being picked up. And so would you stop doing that over the food? Wear a mask. This woman just went off. She wanted to fight the girl. We're so on edge.
That doesn't seem like the right way to resolve the problem.
And then the lady at Verizon,
California.
Yeah, decided to urinate on the floor rather than follow the mask request.
Now, the one problem for her is that she had a bunch of stolen merchandise from Dick's Sporting Goods in her car. So if you had a bunch of stolen...
Why would you get in a fight?
I don't think you should urinate in the middle of a retail space anyway, but you certainly shouldn't do it if you don't want people to find your stolen merchandise from Dick's Sporting Goods.
That didn't seem like a very good idea. Not well thought out.
She's stealing from Dick's Sporting Goods. Did you watch the news piece on it, too, where they talked to the men on the street?
I didn't, no.
The one guy's like, there's plenty of bathrooms around. That's not why she peed in the middle of the store, you idiot. It wasn't because she couldn't find a bathroom.
Why did they include that in the man on the street? Just so people go, what?
Well, maybe she
couldn't. Who edited that?
Maybe there was somebody who's like, well, she couldn't find a bathroom. What do you want her to do? Like, that was the defense.
Oh, maybe that was the first man on the street said, well, there's no bathrooms anywhere. Good God.
We can call them tomorrow. Looks like they're closed.
I still kick myself, man, over blowing that man on the street. Oh, yeah.
Well, Brandon just got his food. Man, you're having a hell of a day. Fantasy baseball draft food.
Look at that meal.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Is
that for the whole family or just for you?
Shoot, this is taco salad, cheese and potatoes.
Full plate. Taco salad, cheese.
Mushrooms. There's a steak in here. There's beef tips.
You know, it's so cool that you can multitask. You can eat meals. You can have fantasy drafts. You do everything during the show.
Take care. Stay healthy.
You should just do the boner line during the show, too. Have a trifecta.
I could just randomly click on a boner line and play it and say, hey, that's this week's boner line.
Good.
But then you never know, because some of these boner lines, some of these messages, you got to, I don't know, got to censor sometimes.
They had dinner. The food didn't matter.
So there was one other, this was just, I don't know, this is the stuff that really unnerves me a little bit.
Took two massive bites.
The new Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner made with, you know, dot, dot, dot.
There's this rather large vigil Detroit Will Breathe are having Hakeem Littleton, the guy that shot at the police was shot dead.
That's a losing battle.
So they are angry because they feel that the final moment, the final shot, he was already down. Now, when someone just sticks their hand up, you know, when you least expect and start shooting at you, you just go, boom, 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 boom.
Well, you know what else he did when he was on the ground? He tried to fire again.
Over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While on the ground, though, he tried to fire. So.
What? Seriously.
I don't know what they want. I mean, it's like. Stupid.
I hate it when this stuff gets completely irrational because. Honestly, I want the person covering this to go, they're out of their fucking minds, but anyway, they're having this vigil. I mean, it gets treated like it's they're asking for the full unedited video before, during, and after the shooting. I mean, that's... Well,
okay, first off, why after?
Should that even be covered?
Why after?
Because somebody probably said something mean. Oh, boy. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Great. But, excellent. LaDuff had a really good article in Deadline Detroit. Did you see it?
About that shooting?
Yeah, because he went and talked to the people in the neighborhood while those protests were going on.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, we don't want these people protesting here. They were, I thought it was a really good article.
They sort of knew what happened?
Or they just, who are these people? Why are they protesting here? The police need to police the streets kind of thing. If anything, they were mad it took them that long to investigate the July 4th weekend shooting in the neighborhood.
Yeah, there have been a lot of shootings. And New York, I was reading about Pataki is talking about running again.
Yeah.
He was the mayor after Giuliani, right?
Freaking Giuliani, yeah. Giuliani time?
Yeah.
Wait, Pataki, wasn't he governor? Oh, boy, I don't
know. Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Governor, he was governor, right.
You're right. Anyway.
I mean, he could have been mayor, too, I guess.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, he was talking about what a disaster New York is. And, you know, nobody's really said, I've heard people suggest that, you know, oh boy, some problems in New York. But I haven't heard anybody say, you know, put it quite like that. But, of course, when someone is running or thinking about running, they're going to say that sort of thing. But the numbers of people who've moved out of New York is incredible.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of people. And I understand it because, okay, they're not working.
Yeah, so why
they don't know if they're going back to
work.
There's
no events going on.
And they have incredibly high rents. So, you know, many of them aren't paying rents or they're just vacating. And shootings are up like crazy. Crime is just really bad. Worse it's been in, I think, 25 years, they said. So.
Oh, you get Giuliani back in there.
Yeah, it's time for Giuliani time.
Giuliani time.
It sends a message.
Oh, Lord.
God almighty.
So, wait, why is Pataki, did someone just ask him, or you said
no,
he was running?
No, I think
something?
He just popped off. He's talking about running, which I don't even know if he will or if he's just talking shit. Mm. But the other thing was
anybody asked Elliot Spitzer for his comments?
Not that I'm aware of. They disbanded a crime unit that a lot of people are saying was very important as far as neighborhoods.
Is that the plain closed one, though?
I don't know. I didn't really know much about it. Yeah. It was about 605 cops or something like that.
Yeah.
And I guess this is part of the defunding. And it sounded like a very hard job. Like this is not something for the faint of heart.
Yeah, the plain clothes unit is what they disbanded. That's the same one that shot up Abner Louima. No. Amadou Diallo. I just switched them.
Yeah, so, you know, it seems like no matter what they do, somehow the wrong thing happens. Like, in this case, I just didn't really get the feeling there was much disagreement about it. It's like the poorest neighborhoods are going to be hurt the worst. by the idea that they would disband this group, which is part, you know, they had to, I guess they didn't cut $1 billion. They said they did, but it's really more like 500 or 600,000, 600 million. And so this is one of the things they had to choose, or they decided to choose, they would disband. And I don't know.
It was the commissioner that decided it, and 600 of them have been shifted to neighborhood policing.
Well,
I mean, they've had problems with that plainclothes unit.
Yeah, they have. But it's one of those jobs, you know, like the stress guys in Detroit?
Yeah.
They were badasses, but they were supposed to be badasses. That doesn't mean it's necessarily fair to everyone, but, you know, a lot of people thought, oh, that's what they needed to do.
Yeah.
And when they disbanded stress, that's when it all went to hell.
Yeah. Coleman loved them.
You know, it depends on whose side you look at it from. But, you know, every Monday or Tuesday, it seems like there's just this incredible stat. You know, this many shootings in Chicago, this many shootings in New York, this many shootings in Washington. It's like, what in the hell is going on?
I don't know. I wonder where this is a serious question. I'm not devil's advocate or anything. I wonder how it compares, like, on an average. Like, has it been going down for so many years? Because it had been going down for a lot of years.
It's gone. It's,
I mean,
really,
I know it's sky high.
It seems
now.
Like
curious.
It's skyrocketed during COVID.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago's been bad. I mean, they've all had problems, yeah. But New York was really New York's crime had just really almost disintegrated.
Eat. They can't eat. They're hungry. So they got to shoot people. They're going to eat the people they shoot, apparently, according to AOC.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I missed the reference completely.
That was the joke I was trying to make.
Yeah.
They can't eat. They're hungry. Did you see Iran said that they think maybe it's 25 million people have been affected in Iran with COVID?
How many? 25 million?
Well, officially, the official figure is 271,000, but Rouhani was on the news there. And he said, we got like 25 million infected. And they're like,
wait, that would be over 100 times 271,000.
Yeah. Do you think Iran lies about facts and figures?
Any death numbers?
He said 14,000 lost their lives, which conveniently is that. What is that? That's less than 0.5%. That's about 10 times less than 0.5%, isn't it? I don't know. I need a calculator for that.
It's definitely over 100 times.
It's just kind of funny that it's like, oh, shit, they're lying about their numbers.
Yeah, I always look at the...
Yeah,
you
people
know,
here think we're lying about the numbers the other way.
Right. That we're exaggerating them?
Yeah.
Seriously, sometimes I wonder, I feel like I don't know anything. And... I mean, it's like all these news operations. You have to sort of read between the lines sometimes, and it's hard. Mm-hmm. Mark sent me this email. I thought you'd find this article interesting. Talking about the spread of coronavirus playing football. In this article, football was only rated 7 behind going to church or a concert. Do they mean because less people would get it football?
If you have people in the stands...
Well, I don't know if they're talking about playing football. I have to read it.
Or the players.
It sounds kind of funny, though. It is weird. I really do feel like, for some reason, maybe it's just because we love football, but like with sports is a sacred cow with coronavirus. Like, you know, if a certain number of people get it from playing football, that's okay. We like football.
Do they have a lot of money? Is it lobbying money? I mean, what is it? Or is it just because we love sports?
I can't put my finger on it. It seems like... If you really, it was like the Whitmer press conference, because it's funny, you asked me, well, do you think it was good that she had the, you know, Tom Izzo and the basketball coaches and, you know, they made this promo with Jim Harbaugh? And I said, yeah, probably, because they, you know, they're saying wear a mask and that's probably good and people probably pay attention to those people. But on the other hand, it's kind of hilarious that you're talking about somebody who wants to play football and, you know, says, oh, sports doesn't spread coronavirus. It just seems kind of silly.
Maybe they'll all wear masks.
And they kind of were implying, too, that, hey, if these rivalries are going to exist, we got to knock this coronavirus out. I mean, as if we can knock it out in the next 5 weeks.
Maybe. You never know.
I don't know.
They're not going to knock it out in 5 weeks. Hey, you know what does happen tomorrow, though?
What?
Rick Wershe goes free.
Oh, that's right.
On Monday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. 51 years old, finally getting out of jail.
somehow I can't. It just
doesn't seem
the
real.
More I think about it, it's like, how could he really have been in jail all this time? It seems impossible.
I'm still amazed that Florida wanted him after Michigan said, you're out.
Like, I think Florida. It's dumb.
It's really stupid. But there's a whole caravan of people going to get him out.
Who's going?
I don't know. Scott Bernstein was on No Bullshit News.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. And he was talking about a whole caravan of family going down there to pick him up and heading back here. Which I thought he told us that he had no desire to live in Michigan.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah he did.
So,
I think he wanted to go to Florida, and now since all that crap has gone down with Florida, maybe he says, I need to get out of there.
Good point. Plus his fiance, I think, is from here. He's engaged. His kids and grandkids are here.
His grandkids. It's so weird.
I know.
It's just bizarre.
Happy for him, though, man.
No, I am, too. I hope it works out. I really do. When you've been in jail for that long, it's really, really hard.
Thomas Fiorini is going to be pissed.
Whoever that guy really is.
You know, he's 51. Yeah. What are you going to do? What do you do? You're 50. You've been in jail for 33 years. You're 51.
Can he write a book?
Yeah, he'll write a book.
He could do that.
Can he?
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
I don't know. I don't know if they're allowed.
I swear, I really, really, really want to know, why was he in there so long? Why doesn't anyone? It's sort of like the Epstein deal. It's like, you know, somebody let something absolutely outrageous happen, and I want to know who the fuck it is. And in his case, it seems, too, that there was definitely some desire to really put it to him, and I don't get it.
It's interesting. Once Gil Hill died, yeah.
Yeah, everything was cool. Yeah, it's like, huh?
How does Gil Hill have that
There
much
had to be
power?
Some other people who went along with that.
Yeah, lots of them.
And that guy that was in jail for 48 years, and I did a story on him. He was from Detroit. And he just had basically a friend of his lied, mm-hmm. got him put in prison. He did not shoot this guy. And years ago, the other person that was convicted with him said, oh, no, he had nothing to do with it. And at that point, it's like, how could you possibly not move something forward at that point? But they didn't, and it took them years to get that statement to be put on the record because that guy had died. But it was on tape.
It's crazy.
I know. It was just like, oh, my God.
I was listening to a podcast about like a settlement. Remember Chicago? They had that section of the police department that pretty much would just coerce and beat and torture guys into admission of a crime in the 80s, usually a murder. It was a real big story when it broke, and they finally caught, and they would take him to that one building secretly. You don't remember that, where they would torture him?
I don't. Not exactly. I mean, there were some.
So they had a couple of anecdotal stories about the people that were involved and how they sued. And then the city finally actually, they called it reparations and paying these people back. But I thought the interesting takeaway, these two guys are friends, both of them. One guy didn't even commit the murder, and he was thrown in jail for like 20 years. The other guy, I don't think committed the murder either, but I don't even think he got thrown in jail. The guy who was in jail for like 28 years or whatever ended up walking with like $100,000 in cash. The other guy got $6 million.
Oh, wow.
What?
And they're friends. I would have been pissed. And they asked him, like, is there any hard feelings? And they both said, and the reporter said, of all the people they talked to, basically the feeling is the money doesn't really matter. The fact that the truth is finally out is what matters. I'm like, really? I'd rather have $6 million than $100 million or $100,000. That's all I know.
I cannot believe how bitter these guys aren't.
I know.
It's like they just don't think they're ever going to see the light of day again. And when they see the light of day, they go, this is too good to be true. I can't believe. I mean, they just appreciate everything.
It's kind of adorable, too, because the one thing he really wanted to buy was a Samsung Galaxy 6. It's like, I had a Galaxy 3, and I just said, someday I'm going to get myself a Galaxy 6. I'm like, aw.
Well,
crazy story,
there's
though,
some man. Kind of a – Michigan has an equation like, for each year you were put away that you shouldn't have been, you get $50,000.
Yeah.
Something like that. And I'm like, $50,000? Well, bullshit.
So I think the guy that got $100,000, when the lawyer's like, give us a number. Like, what is it? And he goes, $68 million. And in the story, they're asking, I'm like, how did you come up with $68 million? He goes, I don't know. It's just a number. You have nothing to base it on. So he did like how many years he was in multiplied by a number. I was just like, how do you come up with a number for being locked away for that long?
I think it's a very high number.
Yeah.
20
yeah.
years. Jeez.
And then everybody gets a cut. Lawyers.
Yeah. That's right.
The government.
Well, we got Kirk Gibson tomorrow, 4 o'clock, I believe, on Facebook Live. And then we'll carry on from there. So
Wait.
What? Oh, important sales announcement from Brandon.
Wait. Excuse me. Sorry,
he's
guys.
He's been eating his dinner.
Zachary Tyler Bryan, he better known as Brad on Home Improvement, now $50.
Nobody wants a cameo from that
child
guy.
Actor. What? I don't care about him.
He's Come not on. A child anymore.
He worked with Tim Allen. All right, fine. I'll go to the next one. Rob Schneider's daughter, Ellie King, $50. Oh, no. She sang that X's and O's song.
She co-hosted on Catfish, too. She did.
How'd she do?
She's okay. She's kind of nice, actually. I was impressed that Rob Schneider's daughter was so nice.
Oh, really?
She was. I thought she was very cool. And she's a good singer, too.
Mom's jeans.
Yeah.
Probably.
Right. Moving on. Trudy's boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin.
$100.
Can you play one from Baldwin?
$100. Who would buy one from him?
I'm going to predict he's going to try to act really cool in this.
Slow down.
Maybe not.
Yeah, Stevie B here for the Vegas crew. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Let me ask you guys something. I got to make the video in the car here out the window with the glare and
the... Don't.
Yo, Vegas crew. Especially you, Sally. You hear me, Sal Farina? You hear me? Where do you get your balls so big, Sally? You come to me for a video. To ask the boys from the Vegas crew to go have a good night and have some drinks. And hey, listen, you know, I'm a good boy now. Stevie B's a good boy now. So that's why I don't go to Vegas.
That's
no
Justin
more.
Bieber's father-in-law.
Yeah. This is an extension.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
This is an extension of everyone having a voice is D-list people like Stephen Baldwin doing cameos.
$100. I kind
of only a couple more for the day.
Okay, great.
Now they really move up into really, really famous people. You know, as they go up, as they get more expensive, the more famous they become, including Michael Vick.
Okay, cool.
Michael Vick.
Hey, one of the most dynamic quarterback athletes to ever grace a football field with the Eagles and the Falcons. He's known as the human cheat code. yeah, he's $245.
Has he done anything? $245?
Same way that guy came up with his restitution for being thrown in jail.
What about him killing the dogs? Doesn't that bring the price down?
Yeah, he would have been
$550. No way. His career wasn't that good, was it?
Well, no, it was cut short by those damn dogs.
Yeah.
Okay, who else?
Next up, we got Alice Cooper for $300.
Really?
That's right. Alice Cooper, the iconic rock and roll Hall of Famer, actor in Wayne's World, Snoop Sisters, Prince of Darkness, Roadie, Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy's Dead.
I bet you he would put a lot of effort into it.
That's actually probably one of the cooler ones they've had, I think.
Hey, Freddy, Alice Cooper here. JJ wanted me to give you a little buzz here and wish you happy birthday. I know that you got hair down to your waist, which is very cool in this day and age, by the way. I'm letting mine grow out again now, really long. I'm going to get it down to about here. I want long hair again, very, very long hair.
All right, I don't know.
Is that's how it ended? Not weird. All right, hit the outro. Let's go.
Patrick Ewing is also $300, guys. I also want to say that Chris Tucker has been spotted. He's on Cameo for $300. And finally, Lennox Lewis, the former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, is $500 on Cameo.
How funny is
Chris
it?
Chris Tucker, $300.
No one wants that. How funny is it that Patrick Ewing, who is a college basketball coach now, can be on Cameo for $300, but yet the players can't make a single dollar off their likeness?
That's pretty funny. Well, he was an all-star probably 10 times, too.
No, I know. But
no, I don't know why. I mean, it's insane that they can't do cameos or sign up. I mean, it's just stupid. Oh, it's just taking money out of their pocket.
Imagine when they're allowed to do Cameo, how great that'll be. All the fans from other schools will be buying it to have to say really stupid stuff. Or having them say, like, gator bait so they get canceled.
They'll be flunking out of school because they're doing cameos all day and all night at $75.
Oh, man.
All right, Kirk Gibson tomorrow. And baseball is Friday. The Tigers, they'll be at Cincinnati, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm kind of excited about this. It's just something else. Something else than the few things there are available now.
Sure, yeah.
How far is the NBA away?
Oh, God, who knows? I thought it was supposed to be the 30th, wasn't it? Or was that baseball?
Of July?
Thought so.
Yeah, probably so. Okay. Well, we'll take what we can get. Have a good one, everybody. We'll see ya!
Can't see the ball. It's either out of here or lost inside my wife's big, fat, cheating vagina.
And here's the 2-2 pitch. Oh, it's a big swing. It's up, it's oh, and it's not a sports podcast.